Good Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The boys are gone. They're at Vikings training camp in Egan still. Big game James McCarty and Jace Denman. So Janae has gotten up bright
and
early.
It's girls' day.
It is. It's a little bit of a, well, we'll call it your hot mess. My car wouldn't start this morning, so I stole my son's vehicle.
You know, it is a hot mess day. We didn't come in good, did we?
No, and Janae has some kind of pain in the
sciatic nerve.
Like,
I don't know if it's that or not. I've never really had it before. But it hurts.
Yeah, I think I know what's wrong with my vehicle, I hope. I noticed that the door wasn't shut, my driver's door wasn't shut yesterday when I went in the garage, and I had parked my vehicle on Friday night when I got back from golf. So it's a new battery. It's only
But by my
a
question
year old.
About that is when you noticed it yesterday, you didn't think to
start it? No, yeah. I didn't have anywhere to go. I just shut the door.
Well, you just shut the door.
I go out this morning, it's like Dad is like, "Oh, shoot. Logan doesn't work today, so I'm just going to steal his car," which he's not going to probably be overly. He's fine. It's not.
What time does he wake up? Will you get a text?
I don't know, but I texted him and I said, "Hey, if you wake up early, because you know normally he's up early because he works, but I said if you wake up early, you can have Dad jump my truck." And I told him where the two pairs of jumper cables are. He should be able to find one of them, maybe.
I mean, you didn't think
that is so annoying. I need to buy me a moped or something. I could have rode my bike, but I'd probably just be getting here now.
I can see you on a moped all the way from your place to here.
And you can't go on the interstates.
No,
you know, so you have to
no.
Go. Same thing with a bicycle. Yeah, I could ride my bike, but it's 8 miles and you got to come through town. So it's probably 10 miles to get here.
I honestly, Bonnie, don't even think that would be safe.
Plus, I would have to get it out of the rafters and it's right over Dwayne's truck and I'd probably drop it on his truck and then I'd be in trouble. And
I don't think you should ride bike in at
I
what,
agree
two
with
in the morning
you. No,
or three in the morning.
I agree with you. Yeah,
I don't even think it's safe to do anymore.
I don't either. Yeah. So I stole my son's truck. Hopefully mine will get jumped and it'll be fine. And Janae,
I just don't get why you didn't know, like, think to do that yesterday.
Like,
but
why would I started? Like, I didn't have anywhere to go yesterday.
Because you
or
noticed
Saturday.
That your door had been open for a day?
I guess.
How do you not close your door?
I was coming back from golf and my hands were full and it was hot. I walked
into
my...
So you just left your door open?
Well, it wasn't like wide open. It just wasn't. It was like, I'm like, oh, it's not shut all the way type thing. But I think it was enough, hopefully. My battery is brand new and John put it in for not even a year ago, so...
But even if it's a brand new battery, Bonnie, and you leave your door open for a weekend, it probably is still gonna...
Therefore, I need to get me a moped so on days like this, I can just hop on my moped, brum, 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 and get here. But
I don't think
winter,
it's even safe to do that.
A moped? I think moped would be okay. But in the winter, I'd have to get a snowmobile to get here or something. Or a four-wheeler. ATV.
Have you ever driven an ATV?
Yeah, UTV, okay. Yeah. I actually, my brother-in-law took me out in the iron ore pits last summer, and he let me drive the entire time. We were out for hours.
A side-by-side?
Yeah, he's got one of those nice, what are they called? Are they called spiders or something? I don't know, one of those really nice ones.
Yeah.
Which he got totaled, and then he fixed it because he's an old mechanic, so he knew how
well,
to fix
it. Well, a spider,
it.
That's kind of like a motorcycle with three wheels,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's not called that. I don't know. It's one of those
I bet it was a side-by-side.
Nice side-by-side. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got experience.
We have those toys back
home. I've got
McCluskey.
2 hours of experience, Janae.
Oh, yeah, we've got those toys back home. We have a blast on them.
Yeah, it's fun. So, anyway, we're here.
Kinda.
We're here. The boys will be back tomorrow. Ty's in the WDAY News Center. We'll hear from him at 5:30. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be along about 6:05 this morning. Hazy conditions continuing. Yesterday wasn't as awful. Friday was stinking hot. I don't know what the official high was. I saw when I got back from golf, it was 95 with a 105 heat index. So did it get higher than 95? Possibly.
It was hot. And then I don't know, but it was hot.
Yesterday was humid. Saturday didn't feel as bad, but the cloud cover kind of helped. And we had a few shots of rain that made the humidity go up. But
yeah. No, it was a sticky weekend.
Yeah, the hot weather is going to continue. Looks like 88 for our high. Hazy conditions. Right now, we have clear skies, 65 degrees. Winds are light out of the northeast. The body of a missing woman has been found in Moorhead. Police say the body of 38-year-old Angela Hart was found in the 3000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotted the body in a tall grassy area of a public park and called police. Police say the body had been there for some time and there were no obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is being done to determine the cause of death. A Missouri man's facing charges after driving the wrong way on I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on a pursuit. The chase ended 12 miles later in Cass County when the driver pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clements was arrested by the State Patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. He also faces charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violations. Additional charges are possible. Two children were in the vehicle at the time. They were not hurt. The Cass County Sheriff's Office isn't commenting on its investigation of a now former sheriff's deputy. Darren Viken was placed on administrative leave July 17th and terminated last Monday. BCI is investigating with the investigation. Prior to his termination, Viken had served as coordinator of the Sheriff's Office 24/7 sobriety program. Anyone who had interactions with the former deputy is asked to call the Sheriff's Office. The Ward County Sheriff's Department is investigating an assault at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. It happened last Wednesday on the north side of the standing room area during Lil Wayne's performance. No word on any suspects or arrests. Investigators want to speak with anyone who witnessed that assault. Minneapolis is seeing a surge in violent crimes. Since Thursday, there have been 9 shootings and 1 stabbing, resulting in 3 homicides. Police chief has enlisted the help of federal agencies, including FBI and ATF, as well as the BCA and Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, due to staffing challenges. Increased patrols are being implemented to address the spike in violence and arrest those responsible. Minnesota medical providers are gearing up to assist patients from Iowa following today's implementation of a ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The ban has prompted concerns about access to abortion services, leading patients to seek care in neighboring states like Minnesota. And biologists with North Dakota Game and Fish recently completed their year-long pronghorn antelope surveys. They say the pronghorn population is up 30% over last year. The department is making 1,265 pronghorn hunting licenses available this season. The agency says last year's mild winter helped boost the state's pronghorn population. Minnesota Twins shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0 in their series rubber match yesterday afternoon. Bailey Ober was outstanding, tossing 8 innings of one-hit shutout ball with 11 strikeouts en route to earning the win. Austin Martin, Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, and Carlos Santana, as well as Brooks Lee, all drove in a run apiece. Twins head to New York to battle the Mets beginning tonight at 6:10. Simeon Woods-Richardson will get the nod for Minnesota, while Jose Quintana counters for New York. FM Redhawks took out 2 of 3 games from the Gary South Shore Railcats over the weekend. Thursday night, the Redhawks lost 10-0. Friday night, they rounded with a 7-3 win. Saturday, the Redhawks won the series rubber match 8-1. Redhawks are off today. They return to Newmarn Outdoor Field for a series against the Sioux Falls Canaries that starts tomorrow night. The PGA Tour, the 3M Open in Blaine. Jonathan Vegas won the tournament after shooting 17 under par. Max Grazerman took second at 16 under. Maverick McNealy and Matt Kuchar each tied for third at 15 under. Tom Hoge missed the cut line at 1 under par. That cut line was 2 under par for the weekend. Tour is off next weekend before heading to Greensboro, North Carolina for the Wyndham Championship. That begins on August 8th. Olympic basketball, the men Team USA took down Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant led the Americans with 23 points. LeBron James added 21 points and 7 rebounds. Anthony Edwards chipped in 11 points and 5 rebounds. Team USA now plays South Sudan Wednesday at 2 p.m. For the women, Team USA plays Japan this afternoon, also at 2 o'clock. Tune in to Track Talk tonight, 6:30 to 8, with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio. He will get you up to speed on everything that matters on the local racing scene. And if you're keeping track of medals when it comes to the Olympics, looks like the U.S. is ahead now, winning more medals than any other team. Team USA had 12 medals by the end of day 2 yesterday, picking up 2 golds in swimming and 1 in fencing. France has won the second most at 8, followed by Japan with 7. Forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and hazy, 88 for our high. Our winds will be light and variable, 66 the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot, and humid. Scattered evening thunderstorms possible. 93 our high temp. South winds 10 to 20. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. Chance of scattered thunderstorms. 89 for the high. And WeFest kicks. Janae, are you going to WeFest with that sciatic nerve of yours?
No, I'm going back home.
How many times?
McCluskey days.
Which is kind of like a little WeFest in itself.
So I'll be, going home. Like,
have you been to WeFest a number of times?
Yeah, I have. I haven't been out there for
She likes the 3 years? Party in the crowd. I was there once, and I ended up having to babysit two people older than me. This was like 92 or something like that. And it was for work. And it was it's too many people. And the thing is, too many drunk, obnoxious young people at that time, mind you. They were at their super soakers, and you're trying to get your work done, and they're hitting you, and yeah.
Honestly, the only way to go now
is to get the box seats or whatever.
Yeah, to go our VIP or our reserve, because then it's not as wild and you have your seat, right? Yeah. And that's how we went. I think it was 3 years ago. I used to go, but then McCluskey Days used to be in July, and they changed the weekend. Okay. So now it's the same weekend as WeFest. So I haven't been back to WeFest since they did that.
I would love to see Jelly Roll, but I'm not going to
WeFest. I know. I hear you. But
someday maybe you and I will see him.
Maybe we need to plan just a trip around
it. What was it? And it was like a Sunday night, so it was a school night for us. Was it the North Dakota State Fair, or was it here?
Well, here he was here on Sunday, and we didn't go because we – and I was with you. I had to be up with you, remember?
Yeah, because Jace bailed on us again.
Yeah, and then we discussed going to Minot, but I think that was a Sunday too. I don't know.
That's a school night, man.
Maybe we just need to take vacation somewhere and go to one of his shows to pick a – show that he has.
However, like if it was last night, we could have gone because you didn't go to bed anyway.
No, we didn't sleep. So
I had about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
I think I slept two.
I took a nap in the afternoon. My Fitbit was showing me overall between my nap and my overnight, I had like 9.5 hours of sleep. So really, I had banked some extra sleep. So I'm good.
That's
this
some
morning
good
on
sleep.
That. My only irritation is a vehicle that didn't start this. Like seriously, what? So annoying. Clear right now. We're at 65 degrees here at WDAY Studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo. Light winds out of the northeast. It is 5:12. We're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a question of the morn and a song of the morn coming up. Good Monday morning. Welcome. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And boy, what a weekend it was.
There was a lot going on over the weekend.
And it was hot. We'll just leave it at that.
It was hot. And I was home. I didn't feel like I just felt like crap all weekend. So I didn't even leave the.
Yeah, if you don't feel good, you don't want to do anything, lay around. Well, the Olympics started too. So a lot of people were getting their fill of the Olympics. I know I watched plenty of that Saturday. I spent most of the day watching.
I didn't watch a lot. You didn't? I did watch the diving, the synchronized diving, which was super cool. I saw USA volleyball, girls volleyball.
Women's volleyball.
Team.
Yeah.
I watched a match of that.
The taller gal.
South Dakota?
Yep, she's from South Dakota. Yeah, they were impressive.
I didn't watch it live. I watched like a replay of it. So I did watch that.
I watched a lot of Olympic stuff Saturday.
I did watch
Sunday.
Some gymnastics.
Gymnastics I saw early yesterday morning, and then they were replaying it again last night, so I caught some of that. But yeah, we want to know, what was the highlight of your weekend? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. Give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Steve Miller hanging out with us here on Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Janae White from the Coffee Club. What up, home dog? We're cool like that.
Did you watch clip of Snoop Dogg carrying the torch?
I saw reels of clips of it. On Facebook of it. And he was in the crowd. He had like a Simone Biles t-shirt on, and he was in the crowd and cheering everybody on. Yeah. And yeah, it was cool. So like I said, I watched a lot of Olympics. We want to know, what was the highlight of your weekend? The phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. So, but you and Ronnie were over at the Moorhead American Legion for the wall. You did your show.
We did.
That was probably the highlight then. Otherwise, you were in pain.
It really was. Yes.
But there's nothing wrong with that. That was definitely a highlight.
It was a good time over there. That's for sure. It was an amazing show on Friday.
Oh, we'll have to check in with Mark because I'm sure they kept track of
how many people came.
Yeah. Did you hear anything?
No, I haven't. But I'm curious to know that as well.
Thousands.
It's still open until 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, correct. Yep, 8 o'clock this morning. If you haven't seen it, you still want to see the moving wall. You got a couple of hours left here, and then they're going to be packing up, and they're going to be moving along. But yeah, they got set up, what was it, Thursday afternoon at 3? Is that the ceremony we went to, right? Beautiful ceremony. And yeah, I saw a lot of people on Facebook saying they went over there, took their kids over there, and checked it out. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really nice to have that. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And yep. the Blue Angels were in town. So that was a highlight for a lot of people.
I love hearing them.
And Janae lives in North Fargo. So you really heard them. Oh, it was busy.
Yeah, it was a loud weekend up there, but I love it.
I know. I saw somebody complaining in a Facebook group about the noise. And then, what? And then, of course, other
that
people.
That is the sound of freedom, dang
I
it.
I know. There was a lot of people hacking on her. And it's just like, really, that's just not something you complain about. It's like, yeah, I mean, get some headphones or run a fan. Or
leave town
like
for the weekend.
Yeah. What was the highlight of your weekend? Give us a call. We love to chat with you guys. 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Doug, our trucking friend, he had some work to do on his truck. Replace 6 shocks and 5 U-joints, hanger bearing, new brakes. Oh, my gosh.
Doug, and this is a highlight?
Yeah, I get. Well, it's money.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And that's your livelihood. He said he did have an air-conditioned shop, so that was good.
There's the highlight.
Oh, and he said his boss's mom makes fried chicken, sweet corn, and apple crisp for lunch.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
I have not had, like, homemade fried chicken.
Bonnie.
My mom used to make it. I think every Sunday we got home from church, mom would fry up homemade chicken.
I haven't had it, like, homemade fried. Me either. And my mom used to make it. I'm going to text her and see if she'll make it this weekend.
There you go. I don't eat too much deep fried stuff anymore, but if my mom was serving that up, obviously I would eat it and stuff. But yeah, every Sunday we'd get home from church and mom would put her apron on and she'd have chicken ready to go and she'd fry it up.
Oh, that sounds so good.
We'd have fried fish on Fridays, fried chicken on Sundays.
We had more beef, I guess, but.
Yeah. Well,
every now and then we had chicken.
But you grew
fried
up,
chicken.
You know, raising cattle. Raising beef
cattle, yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay, it must have not our Jay, but Jay on our Facebook page. Must have been an exciting weekend for him. He got some new socks. Well, new socks are nice, too. Like, if you have holes.
Are they at least fun ones, Jay, or are they just the plain Jane white or black
Did
ones?
Did you get some Bombas?
Or character ones?
What do you have, Barbie socks?
No, I'm not wearing socks today.
Wearing any today?
I have my Care Bear socks. Oh, I have my strawberry shortcake socks.
Yeah. Tom Tucker wears funky socks, too. Like, he's got a lot of really interesting
My son
socks.
Does, too.
Does
he wears, yes. Mm-hmm.
I love Bombas, and it's like, if you have never had Bombas, in which you buy them and then they donate a pair to people in need.
Yep.
If you don't have any, maybe don't buy any because they're really addicting. Carly gave me my first pair for Christmas like about 3-4 years ago because one of her friends, her whole family wears them. She gave Carly some. Carly got addicted, gave them to me. I got addicted. Then Logan got addicted.
So what makes them addictive?
They're so comfy.
Are they?
Yeah.
They sell much Shields, don't they?
Yeah. They're expensive, though. They're like
maybe I should
15
go buy
bucks
some.
A pair. My nephew and his wife were here, and Logan and I both apparently had our Bombas on. She goes, are those socks as great as people say they are? We're like, oh, my gosh. So I surprised her, and I sent her some.
Okay, but let's talk about this. If they're $15 a pair, that's not terrible. It's $7.50.
Plus a pair goes to charity.
That's what I mean. So it's like you're spending $7.50 on yourself, and then a pair. You know what I mean?
Yep. They are so comfy. And my sister-in-law, who's really persnickety, there's no seam on them, so she loves them. Plus,
there's no seam.
Plus your feet don't sweat in them. That's what makes them great, especially like, you know, come fall and winter when you're wearing boots.
Yes.
You know how your feet can get.
Do they make tall ones for women? Yep. For like, you know, when you're wearing your cowboy boots?
Yes, they do. They've got tall ones. They've got, you know, ankle ones. They've got mid-calf. They've got calf ones.
I'm going to have to go to Shields after I go to Walmart to get my.
Especially in your boots. Like I said, they're amazing because your feet don't sweat. Whereas regular socks, your feet tend to sweat.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they do.
They are amazing. So. You know, that's great. Jay got new socks. That was the highlight of his weekend.
Didn't expect to talk about socks so much this morning, but, you know, it's us.
Poor Dennis had to work. And thank you. We should say thank you, too, to everybody who volunteered their time, whether it was at the Moving Wall, Summer Blast in Moorhead, the Fargo Air Show. We had what? It was at Castleton, had their summer days going on.
Yep.
Summerfest in Castleton. I mean, all those different activities take a lot of volunteers. So if you were one of those who volunteered, thank you for what you did, for helping make those events successful. Justine went to Summerfest in Castleton. Her daughter wrestled in the stampede at the stable. They wrestled outside on the football field. That's awesome. There's a lot of girls now that have gotten
There's
into
a lot
girls
of girl
wrestling.
Wrestling.
And in fact, it's sanctioned sport now in North Dakota. It has been for... maybe, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's huge for girls.
And back in the day, I remember my niece, who's Paige is what, like 25 or whatever, when she wanted to wrestle in elementary school. She did, but we were all like, what do you want to wrestle for? But now I think it's kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny how your perception and mindset changes over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But now there's a lot of girls in it.
There's a lot of girls that are
back
wrestling.
Back when Paige was wrestling, she was the only girl, and it was all the boys. But yeah, teach his own.
And every now and then you'll hear those stories about the girl that's on the football team, high school football team.
I love that.
And I love those stories.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's some girls that, well, when I was in cross country and track, cross country in particular, I was a really good runner when I was in seventh, eighth grade. I practiced with the boys team.
Yeah.
Because I was so good. And it's like, when you're good, you need to be challenged. And if you're not being challenged, you're not going to continue to get better. So,
right.
Love those.
And you're going to get bored with it, too.
Exactly. All right. 5:30. We head into the WDAY Radio News Center now with Ty Schoner. Good morning to you, Ty.
Good morning. You almost sounded disappointed when you were saying that, by the way. Hey, we're going to the WDAY Radio News Center with Ty Schoner over here.
Oh, no. We're excited. How's your Monday going? Because she has sciatic nerve issues. My car wouldn't start this morning, so I jacked Logan's wheels before I left.
Besides not sleeping too well last night, I have hot chocolate in front of me, so I'm doing well otherwise.
You're good.
Pretty good.
Like, some people, I'm sure, are incredibly wiped out. Those, like I said, that were volunteering for all these activities, because it was a lot.
It was busy.
Yeah. And it was hot, too.
Yeah, and that'll wear you down, too, the heat. Yeah.
I wanted to do more moving than I was doing. Janae, I'm working on moving out of one apartment, my old apartment, moving into a second apartment where Maggie and I currently live.
Yeah.
And then in 2 weeks from now, we're moving to a third apartment. That's where we'll be living for a little while. But that double move situation, I've been trying to figure all that
Ty
out.
Ty likes to move, apparently.
Why
don't
you
like
just
it.
Condense it into moving into the waiting and moving into the third place instead of moving three times?
Because of how, so Maggie currently lives in that second place.
Yeah.
And so I am moving there because the first place, my current apartment, the lease ends at the end of July. And that is two days from now.
He has two roommates who are moving out. I said, I would have stayed there, made Maggie move into this one.
No,
it
would have been
saved extra moves.
There's a lot more stuff on Maggie's end than there is on my end. So
it wouldn't have fit in your apartment that you're in now with the other two roommates.
No,
moving?
Here's the thing. It's much more effort to condense Maggie's stuff and move into my place than for me to just condense my stuff and move into her place.
You have more stuff than Maggie?
No, she has way more stuff than I do, which is why I'm moving to her place.
It's all confusing.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. You guys were talking about socks earlier.
Well, only because Jay on
our
Facebook.
We made that exciting, though.
Yeah, Jay on her Facebook page said the highlight of his weekend was buying new socks. So that's where the socks came from.
So Maggie loves buying these like weird socks, too. Tom Tucker also has lots of weird socks.
He does.
But like, there's this store that goes up online. I'm trying to find the actual what it's called. Right Foot, spelled with a WRIGHT. And they were at the downtown street fair this year. So Maggie,
are they local?
They're not local,
or
but
regional?
They are regional-ish.
Okay.
And so they drive around to street fairs and stuff like that, and they were here for one of them. And so there's a lot of like punny socks that they do.
Mm.
Like one of them is like koala-fied. It's a koala in a business suit and stuff like that.
Do you wear these or Maggie wears them?
I don't really wear them that often. Maggie wears them all the time. So she does psychic nursing, so a lot of times the socks are very funny, and so the patients really like the socks.
Oh, and yeah.
And so like there's the two pillows having a boxing match, and it's a pillow fight. And there's stuff, lots of very punny socks, lots of very fun ones.
That's
along
cute.
Those lines. Yeah. And I think it's really adorable as well.
All right. What was the highlight of your weekend? That's our question.
Highlight of the weekend. Getting a chance to sit down after moving all the stuff. I enjoy sitting down. I enjoy kind of relaxing a little bit. And when there's responsibilities, I just want to take a moment to just not do much about that.
You like gaming. Did you game?
I did game. Mm-hmm. I did. Not as much as I want to, but I did game a little bit. Yes.
Yeah,
How about you two?
My highlight was I watched a lot of the Olympics and I enjoyed that. I would say golfing. I got to golf with a couple of friends, one of whom I haven't personally hung out with in like 30 years.
Well, that's very awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a nice catching up to do. So that was cool.
Okay, that's really awesome then.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
30 years is a long time.
Yeah, when you connect with somebody you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, we've been friends, you know, the whole time, but just haven't
seen
each other
and hung out.
Yeah, because he lives, you know, in a different state, so.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah. I didn't know you were doing, I knew you were golfing, but I didn't know you were doing that. Mm-hmm.
For context, listeners, I am about to be 26.
When's your birthday?
August 14th.
Mm.
It's coming up.
Are you expecting presents from us?
No, not the only thing I got last year was a mention that hey, if your birthday is today, then you're sharing a birthday with Ty Schoenert.
I might have made you cookies or something, didn't I?
You may have. I'm trying to remember. It was something nice.
Maybe I'll give you a refresher August 14th. I'll make you some cookies or something.
I've been meaning to make the crew a dessert
You're so due to make something.
If my whatever this
your sciatic
is,
nerve. Roger gave you an feels, idea to get a knee sleeve.
I know, and I want to go get one right now so bad.
All
right,
question you two. Why do you two constantly cave in to Jace and James who beg for sweet treats and like caramel rolls or caramel rolls?
We just both like to, you know, that's how we show our love is by baking.
Because
for you
we're
guys.
Moms, and that's what you do. Yeah.
And that's awesome. But
and you'll never be a mom, Ty.
And you'll never get it.
Fair enough. I just see them begging for sweet treats all the time, and I'm like, come on, guys.
No, I don't make stuff when they beg, and usually it's just Jace who begs. I mean, that's my wheelhouse. Like, I love to bake and cook for people. Like, when Carly and Milos got married, and I had 45 people in my house that I was feeding, my niece looks at me and she goes, you're just in heaven right now, aren't you? I'm
like,
yep, that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, if this feels better this week, I'll make my – I have a summer strawberry dessert I'll make.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, that's why you're kind of leaning back and forth.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
She wants to lay on the floor and talk into her microphone.
I mean, you're certainly allowed.
She may be on the floor at some point because it's Janae.
I'm waiting for the ice pack to get cold again in the freezer.
So if I don't see you and I hear you speaking, then I know where you're at then?
I'm on the grill.
Oh, you'll still hear her.
Sounds good. The body of a missing woman found in Moorhead. Police say they found 38-year-old Angela Hart in the 3000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotting the body in a tall, grassy area of a public park calling police. Police say that the body had been there for some time. No obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is being done to determine how the woman died. A Missouri man facing charges after driving the wrong way at I-29 in Trail County Saturday night, leading deputies on a pursuit. The chase ending 12 miles later in Cass County. The driver was pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clements was arrested by State Patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. Also facing charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violations. Additional charges are possible. Cass County Sheriff's Office is not commenting on investigations of a now former sheriff's deputy, Darren Viken, placed on administrative leave on July 17th and terminated from his employment last Monday. BCI is assisting with the investigation. Prior to his termination, Viken had served as coordinator of the Cass County Sheriff's Office 24/7 sobriety program. Anyone with interactions with the former deputy Viken that were negative encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. Grand Forks Air Force Base is getting 160 satellites to be operated by the Space Development Agency by the end of next year. Senator John Hoeven recently toured Operation Center North, which is set to be completed by next month. Satellites will be part of the Proliferated Warfighter Space Architecture, which is a high-speed communications network. A 21-year-old Sterling woman facing life-threatening injuries after a crash with a semi. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the unidentified woman traveling along U.S. 83 with an off-highway motorcycle when she attempted to cross the road towards 5th Avenue Northeast. The semi, driven by a 34-year-old Devil's Lake man, was unable to stop and struck the vehicle. The woman suffered serious life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Bismarck hospital. Charges are possible against both drivers. And a helicopter sprang for mosquitoes in Anoka County, Minnesota, was hit by a golf ball in Oak Grove. The Anoka County Sheriff's Office is investigating the golf ball causing slight damage to the helicopter. The pilot was able to land safely without injury. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 538. Time to check on your forecast. We have Bonnie Amistadi in the Skywatch Weather Center. Starting off our week, what are we seeing, Bonnie?
Well, the hot weather continuing, partly to mostly cloudy, hazy today. We'll see a high of 88 with winds light and variable, 66 our overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid. Scattered evening thunderstorms are possible, up to 93. South winds 10 to 20, 69 the overnight low. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. 89 for the high is we're looking ahead towards the WeFest. It's going to be hot and it looks dry, which is good because you always hate when there's storms that are rolling through WeFest time of year. But for the most part, it looks hot and dry. Highs right around 90 degrees. Right now in Fargo-Moorhead, we have clear skies, 65 degrees. Our winds are light out of the northeast. We are Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie and Mustadi, Janae White filling in for Jace today. He and Big Game James McCarty have been down at Vikings training camp. If you've not been on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page or Primetime Sports, you can check out the different interviews and videos that they have posted up there, or we'll be hearing all about it. James will be joining us coming up about 8:10 this morning to chat about it, and they'll have lots to talk about come tomorrow morning. They will be back in studio.
Oh, I'm sure they're in heaven.
So we know their answer, the highlight of their weekend,
yeah,
even though they
Vikings
were working. Exactly.
Come on, working.
Well, they were, and it was
no, they
hot.
Were, but
it was
it's
hot.
Something they love. So
yeah, because I was talking to Jace, texting was Saturday afternoon. I'm like, he goes, it's so hot here. How is it in Fargo? I said, it's hot.
Yeah.
But he goes, I'm like, how much longer? He goes, oh, it should be done in about a half hour to an hour. And that was like at 4 p.m. or something. So yeah, when you're sitting out in that stuff and not moving around.
Heat is exhausting.
It is.
It makes you tired.
Mm-hmm. It does. Friday, like I said, I was out golfing with some good friends, and it was hot, but there was such a breeze on Friday. Plus, we were riding in carts, so you had a little bit of shade
from
the cart.
So it was doable.
It wasn't bad. We got off the course, though, and we were over at Village Green. There was hardly anybody. I mean, other people, I think, just like, nah, it's too hot. I'm not going to do it. However, when I got home and I walked into the house and it was about 25, 30 degrees cooler, it's like, oh, does this feel good?
Yeah.
I just like kind of sat in a chair and I waited to try to cool down before I hopped in the shower, because it's just like that, you know, you don't really don't feel refreshed if you're that hot and then you get in, you're not going to take a, I'm not taking a cold shower. No, thank you very much.
No.
Some people do. I mean, no. I know they're
good. I can't do cold showers.
Sometimes at the end, like to rinse my hair, I might turn it. That's just a rare occasion. But some people will take all cold showers because it's good, refreshing, and good for your mental health. But it's like, yeah, no.
No, I take super hot showers.
So do I.
Like,
so do I.
Hot, hot.
But like when you're hot because you've been out in that heat for 5 hours, like I said, I just wanted to let my body cool down
right,
naturally.
Before you got in.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would say, yeah, I mean, to connect with an old friend I hadn't seen in, you know,
yeah,
about 30
cool.
years, super awesome. Mm-hmm. What was the highlight of your weekend? Give us a call here, 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. And oh, yeah, and Justine had attached a photo of her cute little daughter, her wrestling in the stampede at the stable during Summerfest days in Castleton. Dave in Grand Rapids, just a nice, relaxing weekend all around.
Those are always nice, too.
Aren't they the best?
Yes, they actually really are.
Mm-hmm. Barb was busy. She attended a VFW convention in Louisville. She'll be home on Friday, so she's... yeah, she's gone for over a week for that convention. I hope it was.
That sounds fun, too.
Last time she was down like in, was it Texas? Or it was somewhere, it was like super duper hot. I want to say it was like 100 degrees last
time.
Oh,
I'm sure it's hot in Louisville, too, and humid.
Exactly. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
David.
Hi, David. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good. How about you guys?
Pretty good.
We're hanging in.
Yeah, the ladies get to hang out while the boys are playing and having fun at Vikings training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend? What was the highlight?
We went to the Trump rally in St. Cloud.
Oh, you went to the Trump rally?
Oh, how was it?
Boy, I saw some pictures of that. How long did you wait outside in the heat?
A couple hours.
Yeah.
The stadium, the capacity is about 6,000. There was easily over 10,000 people standing outside. The line was over a mile long. So we stood out in the heat for a couple hours and just went back to our car.
You never got
in.
Well,
we weren't going to get in.
Did you get in to hear him speak?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
We saw it on TV later.
Yeah.
But
David.
It was just fun,
David.
With the other people and talking.
You had to go on Thursday. They were lined up on Thursday already for that Saturday night rally.
That's what we heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of Facebook video and a bunch of photos on there, and my old radio station in St. Cloud, WJON, was doing a fantastic job. And it's like, yeah, they said people were lined up on Thursday.
Yeah,
already.
I saw a lot of pictures, too. There was actually a couple of people from McCluskey that went down that were posting pictures, and I knew it was going to be a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't get tickets. Yeah. You didn't have your tickets ahead of time then either.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you had tickets, but you still couldn't get in?
I think what they do is they sell or they issue tickets to whoever wants them so that when they look at their numbers, they can say, well, 12,000 people showed up for this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I imagine you were disappointed, but you still had a good time visiting with other people?
Oh, absolutely. People were so nice. There was a guy that came by in and picked up half a case of water. He just gave it to us.
Yeah.
Because people are drinking water like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard they were handing out misters and water bottles, too, because it was so hot. Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get in for the rally.
It was still a good time, though.
Yeah, still a really good experience.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, David, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Yep.
Take care, ladies.
You too.
Bye-bye.
701-293-9000. What was the highlight of your weekend? Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Hey, Bonnie, it's Mike.
Mike, you had a little bit of a class reunion up there this weekend, didn't you, up in Northwood?
Yes, I did. Great time.
Was it an all class or just your class?
Just our class.
Class of?
74.
Woo-hoo! Ooh, that was before I was born, Mike.
Ouch.
Class reunions are a blast.
We got 29 students left, and 24 of them showed up.
Wow. That's a nice turnout. Really good turnout. Yeah. How many did you graduate with, Mike?
Oh, let's see, we lost six, so.
Okay, so 35.
34, 35.
But the fact that 24 out of 29 showed up
is
impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then two of them just let us know at the last minute. One was her husband's fighting cancer.
Aww.
And another one, the mother-in-law just all of a sudden turned back down, turned to the worst whatever. So.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that. Yeah, sometimes you just can't. I mean, sometimes there's conflicts or issues, and health and medical stuff comes up. So, but it looked like you had a fabulous time. I saw a bunch of pictures on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And class reunions are fun.
Did you see that one where with the mascot, Bonnie?
Was that little one of you?
Well, there's one, and there's one with me.
When you were like 13, you were like 13 or something.
Well, one when I was in sixth grade.
That was so precious. I did, little Mikey. I saw that, and I'm like, oh.
Well, then Northwood quit having mascots.
Oh,
1969. Well, at a reunion supper, they said to me, well, we have one more thing to give out. And a good friend of mine got up, and here he had part of that costume that I wore back in 69. Well, they had the shield.
Yeah.
And I wore that during the parade.
Did they give it to you to keep, or you just got to use it for the parade?
I don't know. I still have it.
That is awesome. Yeah, well, that was precious.
And that, but yeah, there should be pictures on there of that too, Bonnie.
Okay.
So, Mike, do you do a reunion like every 10 years?
We've done one every 5 years.
Every five, okay. Very cool.
When we graduated, we thought about a 10-year, but that would have been Northwood Centennial. We just thought that had been too much of a mess.
Yeah, and when you have a smaller class like that too, it's pretty easy to coordinate. Like, all right, let's do this every 5 years and see whoever can get together. So that's a great turnout. Yeah, I saw you holding the shield on your float, and then I saw the little mic when you were like 12 or 13. And oh my gosh. So that was an amazing time for you and your class of 74 up in Northwood this weekend then.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was our annual Northwood days.
Those small town days are a blast anyway.
Yeah, they are. I'm so glad. I'm so darn glad they're over. I ran two golf tournaments and gosh.
Oh, yeah, they're tiring. And in the heat on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Thank God my clubhouse is air conditioned.
Yeah, no doubt. I hear you. Well, Mike, it's good hearing from you always. You have yourself a fantastic day.
See you later, Mike.
I will, girls. Have a great day also.
We will. Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
549 if you want to weigh in on that or question the morn. What was the highlight of your weekend? 701-293-9000. Right now, we're going to check out your national news and sports from ABC. Janae being my main friend here in the WDAY radio studios this morning. Boys are off at Vikings training camp. Big game James McCarty and Jace Denman. Their reports are sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you never need an appointment. You can do more in a jiffy. They've been doing a fantastic job. If you want to see some of their work, go to our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page or their Primetime Sports Facebook page. You can see some interviews they conducted over the weekend. We'll be hearing much more about it. Big Game James will join us coming up at 8:10 this morning. We'll chat with him on that. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki joining us in about 10 minutes with a check on your hot forecast. Looks like it's going to be dry and hot for WeFest weekend. What's WeFest? Thursday it kicks off usually, unless they've stretched it longer, but usually, yeah, it usually starts Thursday. Although I think they start doing some of those smaller parties even on Wednesday. We had a party going
on.
We had a party going on. It was funny. Saturday night, so I'm going trying to go to bed. It's about 8:30, and I've got a big box fan running and an air purifier, so it's noisy, right? Like white noisy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I could just hear boom, 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 boom. I'm like, God, is
when was this?
8:30 Saturday night.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if like my air purifier is like giving way.
On the fritz or something?
Yeah. So I get up. I look at my fan is fine. The air purifier is fine. And then I go and I go in the kitchen. Like there is somebody across the way from us. So like, I don't know, across our double streets, but almost a block away. And they were having, apparently, according to their music, yeah, they were having a party.
Good for and them.
So I've got Shazam, which can tell you what songs you just hit the
were you Shazamming their party?
Well, I didn't know what it was, and so the music they were playing, it wasn't like
that far away. It worked,
yeah, it was loud. Even Logan came out, and we're just like kind of chuckling because it reminded me Carly and Milos in Chicago, their next door neighbors from Mexico. Arsenio's his name, and he plays a lot of like mariachi and Spanish music,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever, and he doesn't play it loud. But this was booming, and it wasn't anything I recognized. So I Shazammed it, and it popped up. One of them was Prince Nico Embarga, who died in 1997. But
so you mean to tell
me? He was Nigerian, Cameroonian, so apparently it must have been like a birthday party for somebody who's from, I don't know, Nigeria.
Or
African.
Just a party?
It was so loud. I couldn't believe the cops didn't come by. It was going on for a half hour, and then they turned it down, and then I'm like, look, I'm going to go in. He said they cranked it up again later, but I must have fallen asleep. No, it was loud.
I cannot believe we're talking about somebody's party two blocks away from your house.
And, the music was that loud.
That had to have been loud. I mean,
super loud.
For Shazam to pick it up?
Yep. Even my neighbors, like next door, they've got a couple little kids, four little kids. They were like trying to figure out what was going on. And
yeah, it's crazy it didn't get called in if it was that loud, you know?
I'm shocked. Or maybe it didn't. They turned it down. But I thought, you know, good for them. It was a bash. Like, they had a lot of people because I could see over their fence because we were up on our deck, which is higher up, and I could see over their fence.
Oh, you could see.
Yeah, they probably had 40 people in their backyard.
They were having a good old time. That's what summers are all about, party in the backyard.
But my Shazam is like, what the heck are you Shazamming? Bolo Super, Mercy Chinwo, Prince Nico Embarga. I'm like, I've never heard this music. And it wasn't bad. Like, even Logan's, like, tapping his feet. It's like, yeah, it reminds us of Carly's next-door neighbor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they were having a good old time, but it was bongos. That was the noise that I heard.
Oh, bongo music, sure.
And it was, you know, coming through.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was. I would not play music even half that loud. I would be worried that the cops would show up at my party, but they were having a good old birthday party.
Good for them.
Exactly.
Like, do you know it was a birthday party?
Well, one of the songs was Happy Birthday.
Okay.
But not the Happy Birthday you and I would recognize, but I could hear Happy Birthday to this bongo beaten, whatever this stuff is. I don't know. 5:58, time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Our question of the morn, what was the highlight of your weekend? Some more responses coming in on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dennis had to work. Crash, the whole weekend was awesome. He said it was nice to get home Sunday afternoon, watch some Olympics, and relax. Yeah, he was one of those many volunteers we talked about earlier who is helping raise money for Veterans Honor Flight, was busy over at the Moorhead American Legion. They had summer blast going on 2 days in a row, Friday and Saturday, and then the moving wall was on the other side, so lots of volunteer hours went in for that. Nate, good for you. You got to see the new Twisters movie. Carla enjoyed seeing the Blue Angels. Mark being part of the Vietnam Remembrance moving wall in Moorhead. Busy, busy weekend. Glad you guys all had a good time. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6 o'clock. We head into the WDAY Radio News Center now with Ty Schoenert.
I don't see Janae. Is she actually on the floor this time?
She went to get her ice pack out of the freezer.
Okay, just checking.
She's wondering if she should text the boss, JT, to see if he'll go to Walmart and get a knee brace, because Roger says he gets this knee brace with padding in the knee, and it helps his sciatic nerve right away. It takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
So she's like, should I text JT? I'm like, yeah, do it. He thinks you're crazy to begin with, but why not?
have him do it. It'll be all completely
and
fine.
He would. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's very nice. The body of a missing woman has been found in Moorhead. Police said the body of 38-year-old Angela Hart was found in a 3,000 block of River Shore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotting the body in a tall, grassy area of a public park calling police. Police said the body had been there for some time and there was no obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is being done to determine how she died. A Missouri man facing charges after driving the wrong way in I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on a pursuit, the chase ending 12 miles later in Cass County. The driver was pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clemens was arrested by State Patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. Also facing charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violations. Additional charges are also possible. Two children were in the vehicle at the time. They were not hurt in the incident. Cass County Sheriff's Office not commenting on the investigation of a now former sheriff's deputy. Darren Viken was placed on administrative leave on July 17th, terminated last Monday. BCI assisting with the investigation. Prior to his termination, Viken served as coordinator of the Cass County Sheriff's Office 24/7 sobriety program. Anyone who has had any interactions with former Deputy Viken encouraged to call the sheriff's office. Several agencies in Bismarck coming together to help combat homelessness. North Dakota Housing Finance Agency awarding federal and state funds to the Abused Adult Resource Center, Youth Works, and United Way Emergency Shelter, and other local nonprofits. The money will go toward food distribution, street outreach, emergency shelters, and support services. More than $1.8 million in funding given to 18 organizations throughout North Dakota. Donald Trump's running mate says he believes Minnesota is ready to turn red following a rally in St. Cloud. J.D. Vance and his family spent time at a diner in Wade Park early yesterday, greeting dozens of supporters before enjoying breakfast in the restaurant. The Ohio senator telling reporters he feels Minnesota voters would support the Republican ticket because of policies that have led to inflation and border security concerns. He also called Vice President Kamala Harris a radical and a, quote, San Francisco liberal, and said her recent boost in popularity will not last after people learn about her political record. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz not ready to say if he wants to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Walz appearing on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, saying the only would do what's the best interest of the country if he is offered a chance to run with Harris. When pressured for a more definitive answer, Walz would only say, we'll cross paths when we get there. Walz says he's confident Harris will win in November, calling former President Donald Trump's behavior weird and also saying people give Trump way too much credit. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 603, time to check on our forecast. We have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in the Skywatch Weather Center. Enjoying your Monday, Dean?
So far, hey. Anytime you wake up on the right side of the grass, young Ty, it's a good day and you enjoy it.
Usually it's the bed, Dean, but if it's the grass, it's probably a fun weekend.
Depends on what kind of a night it was.
Yeah, was it a good weekend? I guess according to Janae, her knees hurt and it must have been a good weekend. What were you doing, Janae?
She's just walking back in with an ice pack, so she didn't hear you. It's her sciatic nerve. I don't know what she was doing a little bit too much twisting or something.
Out dancing too much, huh?
Maybe.
Man, you got to be careful, man. Especially once you get towards her age.
Now she's laying on the floor in the studio. Yeah, she's getting old.
You got to get video of this.
I'll send you a picture.
All right. Let's play a little game here this morning. The coldest spot. I hate to say coldest. How about the coolest spot in the state? What's the temperature?
Lidgerwood. Like 56 degrees.
All right. Nope. Coolest spot in the state is 48 right now.
Oh, my goodness. Where's that?
Out west in New Reddick. And
what the heck after they had over 100 degrees last week?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. And the warmest spot in the state, what would the temperature be? And just give me an approximate location.
Warmest temperature, Steele, North Dakota. And we'll put them at 78.
Whoa, man, 68. You were at Sonora in the far southeastern corner. So 20 degrees spread across the state. Wow. There is a little patchy fog in parts of the valley as well and into Lakes Country. Temperatures in the 50s in the Northern Valley, 58 in Grand Forks right now, 60s, low 60s in Lakes Country, upper 60s down towards Wahpeton. And we are at 63 degrees here at the studio, and we're going to see partly cloudy skies after some early morning fog in some areas. It's going to be a pretty warm day, a little on the humid side as well. Highs in the upper 80s today, and then tonight could see an isolated storm along and south of 94 with lows in the upper 60s. And for Tuesday, a breezy, hot, and humid day with highs in the lower 90s. And then we'll see another round of some scattered storms coming in Tuesday night. And then the rest of the week looks pretty dry. I know Wii Fest starts, I believe, Thursday.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Is it Thursday through
Saturday.
It doesn't go into Sunday.
Nope.
Okay.
It's through Saturday.
All right. Well, that's good because we've got some potentially hot weather as we head towards the latter part of the weekend. I'll give you the rest of the week's forecast and into the weekend coming up here after the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, and I saw Mandan had some, looked like about quarter-size hail maybe, and then there was like up in northwestern Minnesota, 7 inches of rain, even more than that in spots.
Is that crazy over the weekend?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was storms all around us. They kind of dodged the area, but I don't know if we'll be that lucky the rest of the week, but only a couple chances of rain. So I know there's some areas. I know my lawn could use a little drink. So
The lawns are getting pretty brown up there. We got a little bit in Moorhead. Twice, I think, we had a little bit of rain here and there, but I don't think it amounts to much to green up the lawn.
Right, exactly. It just helps the weeds.
There's plenty of weeds. If you have weeds in your lawn, too?
Oh, yeah. I sprayed them over the weekend.
Yeah.
We'll see if that helps.
I know. Usually my husband keeps on top of it, but I've noticed quite a few weeds in our lawn. It's just been so hot and dry that happens.
We started out, early summer on the wet side. So now we've kind of turned to dry and we're actually pretty close to normal, in regards to precip so far this year. So all in all, we're about where we should be.
All right. Question of the morning, Dean. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
Picked up Bentley.
Aw, the B-man's in town.
Oh, man, is he growing up quick? Holy cow.
They do. Oh, they grow so fast.
It was so funny. He says to me yesterday, we get back to my house, and he goes, Dad, I'm going to go downstairs and play on my computer. I'm like, oh, really? Because he has that. I'm like, I know exactly what I did the same thing, except we didn't have laptops. I said, what are you going to go down there? What are you going to do on your laptop? Oh, I'm just gonna listen to music. I'm like, well, you could do that up here. You're not going to bother me. I'm like, all right. What were you really gonna do? There's this game called Roblox. I guess.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
Well, he's not allowed to play that game. So I'm like, well, thank you for being honest. I appreciate it. So that's when you know he's starting to grow up. He's like, all right, I'll tell you.
I thought maybe he was going to be really like his old man and sneak downstairs and talk to a girl or something.
Well, then I would have let him. That's fine.
Is he a teenager or is he 12?
He's 12. He'll be 13 in December.
Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy.
It is. They grow up way too quick.
I know. Just wait. He'll be graduating. You're going to be like, where did time go?
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But, yeah, so that was the highlight of the weekend. And, yeah, it's it was a nice weekend. It really was, temperature-wise. Oh, you know what? And got to see the air show, too. Air show was phenomenal. Yeah. It really was. Holy cow.
Yeah, and I didn't complete, you know, Friday was hot, obviously. It was, I don't know, did we top out at 90 or did it get even hotter than that? Or 95, oh. Excuse me. 95 when I got done golfing, and I think it said the heat index was 105.
It was hotter than that.
Was it hotter than that?
Okay. I can't believe you survived out there.
I was
that.
Fine. Like, I didn't complain about it even. There was such a breeze, and that's truly what helped keep it tolerable.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And that heat and humidity will be back. I mean, it's, yeah, we're not done with the humidity yet this week, that's for sure.
Great. All right.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is 6:10. Big Game James McCarty and Jace Denman are at Vikings training camp. Be listening for reports. James will be checking in with us coming up at 8:10. Vikings training camp reports brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you never need an appointment. You can do more in a jiffy. Janae White from the Coffee Club hanging out with me today here on Bonnie and Friends. We're going to get your national news in now from ABC. 6:14, checking out your WDAY Radio Sports. Minnesota Twins shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0 in their series rubber match yesterday afternoon. Bailey Ober was outstanding, tossing 8 innings of one-hit shutout ball with 11 strikeouts en route to earning the win. Austin Martin, Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, Carlos Santana, and Brooks Lee all drove in a run in the game. Twins now head to New York to battle the Mets beginning tonight at 6:10. Simeon Woods Richardson gets the nod for Minnesota while Jose Quintana counters for New York. The FM Redhawks took 2 out of 3 games from the Gary South Shore Railcats over the weekend. Thursday night, the Hawks lost 10-0. Friday night, they rounded with a 7-3 win. Saturday, the Redhawks won the series rubber match 8-1. The Redhawks are off today. They return to Newman Outdoor Field for a series against the Sioux Falls Canaries. That starts tomorrow night. The PGA Tour 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Jonathan Vegas won the tournament after shooting 17 under par. Max Gracerman took second at 16 under. Maverick McNealy and Matt Kuchar tied for third at 15 under. Tom Hoagie missed the cut line at 1 under par. That cut line was 2 under par for the weekend. Tour is off next weekend before heading to Greensboro, North Carolina for the Windham Championship that begins on August 8th. Olympic basketball team USA men took down Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant led the Americans with 23 points. LeBron James added 21 points and 7 rebounds. Anthony Edwards chipped in 11 points and 5 rebounds. Team USA now plays South Sudan on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. The women's team plays Japan this afternoon. That'll also be a 2 o'clock game. Tune into Track Talk tonight from 6:30 to 8 with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio. He will get you up to speed on everything that matters on the local racing scene and so much great Olympic action over the weekend, whether you're watching, I guess, the bike racing that was going on, swimming events, gymnastics, basketball. The U.S. is leading in medals. Now, this would have been after yesterday wrapped up. Team USA had 12 medals. They picked up 2 golds in swimming, 1 in fencing. France has won the second most so far at 8 medals, including 3 gold, followed by Japan, 7 medals, including 4 gold. Lots of Olympic action continuing, and Jace Denman and Big Game James McCarty have been down at Vikings training camp. Their reports are brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you never need an appointment, and you can do more in a jiffy. We'll be hearing from Big Game James McCarty coming up at 8:10 this morning, and if you want to see the work they've been doing, go to our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page or the Primetime Sports Facebook page. You can see some of the work that they have been doing right there. Jabril Cox, former NDSU standout playing for the Vikings this year. I noticed that Jace had posted a picture of that, and also the coach, Kevin O'Connell, was addressing the media the first day at Vikings training camp. So fun time for the boys, and I'm glad.
I bet it is a blast for them.
And thanks, Janae, for coming in and filling in for
Jace. No problem at all.
We've got such a great team around here. All we have to do is, my partner's going to be gone. Can you come in? It's never an issue. You're always up listening to Bonnie and Friends, even at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you set your alarm or you just wake up and you're awake?
No, I wake up.
And so you hang out with us too. She's a friend.
I'm a friend.
She's a friend in a lot of ways. I asked her if she saw my pictures. I put some pictures of my granddaughter.
Oh, she's so precious.
Zara. She's 8 weeks now, so 2 months.
Are they planning a trip here?
I'm going to be going there coming up like the third week of August, and I get to watch her because they're going to go to a concert. It's Milos's birthday coming up, and the Imagine Dragons, he really likes.
Yeah, but
her.
Are they coming here? They were, because I really want you to bring Zara
they will.
In.
Okay, so now they are looking at coming here to visit sometime late September or October because Milos's dad, who speaks no English, like not even maybe high or something, but does not speak English. He is flying. He got his visa granted to come fly for a visit.
Okay.
And so he's flying in the end of September or October. They're thinking about driving up to my mom and dad's and visiting with them, introducing his dad, because my mom can speak 8 languages and she'll know enough to communicate because she knows some Serbian.
Right.
And then they're going to visit, and then they're going to come here, and they'll probably stay with us for a week or whatever. So then you'll get to meet our beautiful little Zara then.
I want little Zara to come in.
She slept. We video chatted last night, and she slept the whole time. She's getting chubby. She's 2 months old.
Is she a good baby?
Yeah, she was pretty fussy. She cried a lot, but now she's, it seems like she got out of that. So it seems like she's doing better.
Oh, good.
And sleeping for longer stretches. But Carly was colicky.
I was going to say, how is Carly doing?
Carly's doing phenomenal. Carly loves babies. And she, all through college, even after she graduated from college, she would still get called upon to nanny and babysit for, And she even, when she was going to UND, she even nannied for a newborn. I think, they had 3 kids and the youngest. The youngest was like 3 months old when she started nannying for
This is right up her alley. She always loved babies.
So, yeah, they're doing good. And Milos is doing good. And they take turns. Like, he let Carly sleep in yesterday, so he had the baby early yesterday morning.
Oh, good.
I was texting him because Team USA was playing Team Serbia in basketball. And it's like, are you watching your new home country? He goes, it's not. He's working on his American citizenship. But he goes, it's not. He's funny, though. It's not my home country yet, so I'm cheering for Team Serbia.
All right.
He is getting closer on citizenship, so fingers crossed that all happens. He's been working on it for years and years.
It's a lot of studying, isn't it?
It is. He passed it, but he needed to provide some more documentation. I think he needed like 5 years of taxes, and I think lots more. It's not as easy. When you're trying to get your citizenship, the legal route to do it, it's not as easy as if you just come across the wall and then disappear into the crowd. When I went to Mike, our friend up in Northwood, his wife Lonnie is from Philippines, and she got sworn in as American citizen, like a month or so ago?
Yep, I remember. Yeah.
When I went to that ceremony, the judge, federal judge Peter Welty, did the ceremony. I think he had said, or somebody there at the ceremony said, that there was one person there who had been working on citizenship for 20 years.
Wow.
I think Milos has been working on his for like, I want to say 7 or 8 years, something along there. So it's not easy. It's a lot of work. Yeah you have to study. And they can answer questions that, we learned these things when we were in elementary school.
But we don't remember and that we probably couldn't answer. Yeah.
Yep. Because I remember Mike, he was helping Lonnie and he was giving me some questions. And then Milos was asking us questions when we were in Chicago last time and we didn't know the answers. And he, of course, did. So, I mean, people who come to this country and they want to become American citizens, they work super, super hard to.
And that is how you do it.
Exactly. You do it the right way.
That is how you do it.
So, you'll get to meet my little Zara coming up in late September. October. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
This is funny. And I saw the video and I threw it in the Slack channel. And you probably didn't have time to look at it. But at this 3M Open, which was going on in Blaine, Minnesota over the weekend, the guy who won, Jonathan Vegas, he won. But on hole 12, his drive ended up, there was a Blaine police officer who, there's cops all over the place, so security.
Did it hit a police officer?
It landed like right, he had his arms kind of crossed. It landed right in the crook of his arm. Yeah, it's on TikTok.
What
there.
Are the chances of that happening? That's wild.
And he just like kept his arms, crossed or whatever, and there it just lands right there. It's like, oh my gosh, for that to happen. Yeah, I mean, people do occasionally get hit with a ball, but just to land in his arm.
Like the crook of his. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Did he start laughing?
It was just a short interaction that I watched on the TikTok. But yeah, he's like, gave it to Jonathan Vegas and he's like, hey, thanks, friend, or whatever.
That's wild.
Yeah. I had another friend who volunteered, and I know he has for a number of years, to go down there and, kind of help out. Volunteer, and that way you're right on the course. You get to help out with whatever there. Oh, can you see this? I just rewound it for you. They were showing the ball in the crook of this.
Slide.
I'm trying to turn
And
the officer has just got his arm there, and there the ball sits. and the caption is, what are the odds?
Well, it's wild that that happened.
Yeah. And that somebody captured it on camera to begin with, you know? Yes. So somebody was rolling. And, yeah, it's just the officer just has his arm up, and there the ball sits. And, yeah, he's got a smile on his face.
He's laughing. Yeah, I was wondering what the officer's reaction was. Yeah, he's laughing.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I mean, the odds of something like that happening, well, no doubt about it. It is 6:23, Bonnie and Friends. Hope you had a chance to enjoy time with family and friends this weekend. It was so busy. Our friends over at Beverage Wholesalers always remind us to remind you, you give thanks and salute those who make it all possible, our military and our first responders. And boy, were they busy with the air show, the Fargo Air Show, and the moving wall in town. Nostalgia is in. What's more nostalgic than the orange cream pop? Vizzy orange cream pop hard seltzer.
Ooh.
Have you had these?
No, but it sounds good.
You haven't? Oh my goodness. They're delicious. I shared with Ty. Perfect blend of fizzy and fun, a burst of orange flavor, a touch of vanilla sweetness. You know, like the orange sherbet push-em pops?
I bet that sounds good.
With a little punch to them? That's what they are, yeah. Whether you're lounging by the pool, hanging out with friends, Vizzy orange cream pop hard seltzer is like a refreshing taste of summer in every sip. It is available at your favorite local retail liquor stores. And when you enjoy your weekend, remember, when you tip back a beverage, salute and give thanks to those who serve our military and first responders out there for us every single day. This message brought to us by our friends at Beverage Wholesalers. I saw the Clay County Sheriff's Office put out another scam. And I know what they do is they try to...
Yeah, and they're left and right.
And they try to get the vulnerable, you know, maybe the elderly or those who, you know...
Are lonely.
Yeah, or, you know, they're not, you know, a high IQ or anything like that. And so they'll continue to make these calls and try to get them. I mean, because your average person, if somebody calls you and says, you missed jury duty, you have to pay me in Bitcoin, you're going to say, okay, whatever, hang up, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know... Yeah. But the sad part is people fall for this of thing. So watch out, you know, for the vulnerable people in your lives, you know, and make sure that they're aware of that there's a scam going around. Somebody's been posing as a Clay County Sheriff's deputy, say, if you've missed jury duty, a warrant's been issued for your arrest. You can clear that by, I wouldn't even know how to make a Bitcoin payment. Do you?
Like, I don't know enough about Bitcoin. I really don't.
My son had something like that, and he lost his shorts about 3-4 years ago because he knew everything. He was like 17 years old, and he's investing. And he will not to this day tell me, but he lost thousands of dollars.
Yeah, in Bitcoin?
Yeah. So one of those coins, whatever it was. But
isn't
I don't even.
Dogecoin, too? Dogecoin? Dogecoin?
I think it has a dog on it. No. It has a dog on it. I think it's pronounced Dogecoin, but I don't know. Shina Ibu or whatever that dog is. Shina Ibu?
I don't know. I don't know, Bonnie. All I know is I don't know a lot about this crypto stuff.
They are not going to swindle or bamboozle you and I because we don't even know what they're talking about. We would probably talk their ear off and start laughing that they would get flustered and hang up the phone on us.
Yeah.
No, I've got no problem with so now I have a cell phone. I haven't had a home phone for years, so I really have not gotten any, and I let everything, if I don't recognize a phone number, I let it kick into voicemail.
Well, does yours not show up where it says scam likely?
No, you have an iPhone, I have a Droid. It doesn't usually do that, but I just don't get scam phone calls. When we had an old home phone call, you'd get it or whatever. I am in telemarketers too. And I'm not rude to them, but I think it's just my tone of voice. And it's like, excuse me. Thank you. Not interested. I know you got a job to do or whatever. And I'll give them like two times. And if they keep going, I'm like, excuse me. I said I wasn't interested. Thank you. Have a good day. Boom. I did that for 2.5 weeks. It was the worst job of my entire life. It was in college. And it was this company. I think they were called Myers something. They called them campaigns. So they would do anything. Like anybody could get a hold of this telemarketing company. And if they had a campaign to run, they would run it for them because they had workers who worked for, I think we got paid like $7 an hour, but if you were really good, you could make $10, which I didn't because I worked there for 2.5 weeks, and they'd listen in on your calls. And we had to call the campaign that I was on. It was calling, begging for money for, I can't even remember. It was either the Republican or Democratic Party. It was some political campaign.
Okay.
I don't know. But they had these little window things and they called them screens. And so for whatever response you could get from the person, you
there
weren't
was a rebuttal you had. Okay.
That you had to. And the worst was this. I got this lady and she had given to the campaign in the past. So, you know, you have a list and I call and say, you know, we're trying to raise money.
Someone died, right?
Her husband died. And she's like, I'm sorry. My husband just died. And so it's like, okay, what's the screen say? Oh, perhaps this is not a good time. Perhaps I could call you back tomorrow. She didn't even have the wake at a funeral. And I couldn't because they're listening to me. And you know they're listening to you. And she's like crying and I'm just crying. And it's like, and you can't just
That's
like.
That's terrible.
Thank you. I quit right after that. It's like, nope, nope, nope. And I'm not good to begin with for asking people for money. It's like so not my thing. But
did you really say maybe I'll probably call you back tomorrow?
I had to. It was on the screen.
For a death?
Anything.
They had a rebuttal for a death.
That we didn't say for a death, but if they told you no, then this is what you had to say to them. Or if they said maybe I'll think about it, then there was this other.
I think that when there is somebody crying on the other end that lost her husband.
I did say I'm sorry. I remember that much, but that wasn't on the screen. Like you had to follow the screen.
Terrible. Yep.
And then I'm like, you know, this is not for me. So I ended up quitting. That was the shortest job of my entire lifetime. It lasted 2.5 weeks. Oh. I'm not one to beg for money. Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, Ty Schoenert standing by in the WDAY Radio News Center. We head in there next. It is 6:30. Time now to head into the WDAY News Center with Ty Schoenert. Good morning to you, Ty.
Thank you, Bonnie, and good morning. News This Hour is sponsored by Consolidated Communications. Learn more at consolidated.com/cybersecurity. A Fargo man facing charges after allegedly crashing through a guardrail at 1 a.m. this morning. Police say Peter Oshner was the driver of the vehicle that crashed in a 300 block of 45th Street South. He faces a DUI charge and also faces a non-life-threatening injuries. Oshner currently is booked at the Cass County Jail. The body of a missing woman has been found in Moorhead. Police say the body of 38-year-old Angela Hart was found in the 3000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotted the body in a tall, grassy area of a public park, calling police. The police said the body has been there for some time and there's no obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is currently being done to determine how she died. A Missouri man facing charges after driving the wrong way in I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on pursuit. The chase ended 12 miles later in Cass County when the driver pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clemens arrested by the State Patrol for driving under the influence of minors present and reckless endangerment. Also facing other charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violations. Additional charges are still possible. Two children were in the vehicle at the time. They were not hurt. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is not commenting on their investigation of a now former sheriff's deputy, Darren Viken, placed on administrative leave until July 17th and terminated last Monday. The state's BCI is assisting with the investigation. Prior to the termination, Viken had served as the coordinator of the Cass County Sheriff's Office 24/7 sobriety program. Anyone who has had any negative interactions with former Deputy Viken encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says four people were hurt in a two-vehicle crash near Euclid Township in rural Polk County. The authorities say the crash happened around 10:41 a.m. in the intersection of Highway 75 and 120th Street Southwest. A vehicle driven by 26-year-old Jasmine Moffitt entered the intersection, striking a vehicle driven by 84-year-old Dwayne Olson. Olson's vehicle had three passengers, each sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A 21-year-old Sterling woman facing life-threatening injuries after a crash with a semi. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the unidentified woman was traveling along U.S. 83 with an off-highway motorcycle attempting to cross the road towards 5th Avenue Northeast. The semi was driven by 34-year-old Devils Lake man was unable to stop and struck the vehicle. The woman suffering serious life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Bismarck hospital. The incident remains under investigation. Charges against both drivers are possible. And the Grand Forks Air Force Base is getting 160 satellites operated by the Space Development Agency by the end of next year. Senator John Hoeven recently toured Operations Center North, which is set to be completed by next month. The satellites will be a part of the proliferated warfighter space architecture, a high-speed communications network. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 6:33, time to look at our forecast. We have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in the Skywatch Weather Center. Is there still a bit of a red sunrise due to that Canadian smoke, Dean?
Yeah, we still have a little bit of that. Well, more than a little bit of the Canadian smoke. We've got that. We've got some fog this morning in some areas, and humidity levels are up there as well. A typical end of July day. But you never know it was July. Upper 40s out in the far western part of the state while we're in the upper 60s in the southeastern corner. We're at 63 degrees right now with a light breeze, a little bit of patchy fog across parts of the valley and into Lakes Country as well. We'll call it partly cloudy as a whole for today. Highs in the upper 80s with a north-northwest wind about 5 to 10. Could see a few isolated storms overnight tonight along and south of 94 mainly, with lows in the upper 60s. And Tuesday, it's going to be a hot one tomorrow. A little bit more of a breeze, thankfully, south 10 to 20. Highs in the, looks like about low to mid-90s, but heat index values at or above 100 with another round of storms possible Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning. And then temperatures Wednesday and Thursday in the upper 80s to near 90. We're back into the low to mid-90s on Friday with another round of possible storms as we head into Friday night. And then over the weekend, looks like temperatures generally in the mid to upper 80s, although we're getting some indication Sunday could be very hot. Not totally sold on that right now, but that could be a really hot one on Sunday, like dangerous heat. And then next week, oh, wait till you hear what it looks like next week, at least according to one of our long-range models. We'll kind of touch on that coming up after the top of the hour.
Very hot. I mean, Friday was hot with a heat index of 105. Like, you're talking even hotter than that?
It would only be one day, but yes, potentially.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so summer is here. I mean, it's end of July. We're almost in August right now. I mean, look, another couple of months. We're gonna be knocking on the door of October, and well,
yeah,
don't say it now.
I'm not gonna utter the words.
I know.
No way.
Yeah.
No. You know what, Bonnie? I'm surprised you survived on Friday. I thought for sure
Is that why you canceled on me? You were afraid I was gonna be complaining the whole time during the whole golf round.
Not complain. I didn't want to have to carry you around.
No,
throw it over your shoulder.
Over my shoulder, right?
It was super breezy, and that breeze helped make it not feel awful. And then, of course, you try to find shady spots too, you know. And with the golf cart, you had a little roof over you too, so it actually was not bad.
How did you shoot, though?
I came in second place out of three. I shot a 100.
Hey, that's not bad. And who won, Greg?
Yeah, he had a 91.
Oh, man. But somebody's got to beat him.
You would have if you had you been there, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah,
next time.
There you go, next time. All right, maybe later this week. All right, Dean.
You got it.
6:37, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Janae White filling in for Jace today. He and Big Game James McCarty are down in Eagan at Vikings training camp.
They say it's work, but let's be honest. They're loving every – it's not like work to them.
It is, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they are like in heaven. That's their wheelhouse right there. Anything sports related, Vikings training camp. Hello. They're having, I mean, I hope they're going to come back sunburned and exhausted, but they've got to just chug through for the rest of the week.
They come back today.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them tomorrow.
I hope they, I wasn't there to tell them to put their sunscreen on. Do you think?
I know. You didn't text them?
Well, James is like the den mother of his house of bachelors, so he's kind of like a mom. So you would think that James, I don't know if Jace is very responsible. You think James would be responsible and put sunscreen on?
James is more responsible than Jace.
I think you're right. And he's, what, 25 years old?
He's a dad.
James is like this old soul. And yeah, he lives in the bachelor pad, and he's got two or three roommates, and they're not responsible, but James is just responsible for the whole house. And we're very proud of our little Jimmy.
I completely think James is more responsible than Jace.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, 100%.
And Jace is older than I am, and he's a dad. And James is completely more responsible.
I bet both of them come back with sunburn, though.
I can't wait to see them tomorrow.
It'll be fun. But yeah, if you want to check out some of their reports, go to our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. James is busy adding more stuff, Primetime Sports. You can go to the Facebook page for that as well. And he will be joining us live from Vikings training camp coming up at 8:10 this morning. Again, brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube, where you can do more in a jiffy. National news from ABC coming up. We'll head to the American Ag Network. Then we will check out your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:44, checking out your WDAY Radio Sports. It's brought to you by Pebble Lake Golf Club in Fergus Falls, combining the beauty of nature and the challenge of a championship course. Book a tee time online at playpebblelake.com. Minnesota Twins shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0 in their series rubber match yesterday afternoon. Bailey Ober was outstanding, tossing 8 innings of one-hit shutout ball with 11 strikeouts en route to earning the win. Austin Martin, Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, Carlos Santana, and Brooks Lee all drove a run in that game. Twins are now heading to New York to battle the Mets beginning tonight at 6:10. Simeon Woods-Richardson will get the nod for Minnesota. The FM Redhawks took 2 out of 3 games from the Gary South Shore Railcats over the weekend. Thursday night, the Redhawks were shut out 10-0. Friday night, they rounded with a 7-3 win. Saturday, the Redhawks won the series rubber match 8-1. Redhawks are off today. They return to Newman Outdoor Field for a series against the Sioux Falls Canaries. That starts Tuesday night. The PGA Tour, the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Jonathan Vegas won the tournament after shooting 17 under par. Max Gracerman took 2nd at 16 under. Maverick McNealy and Matt Kuchar tied for 3rd at 15 under. Tom Hoagie missed the cut line at 1 under par. That cut line was 2 under par for the weekend. The tour is off next weekend before heading to Greensboro, North Carolina for the Windham Championship. That begins on August 8th. Olympic men's basketball, Team USA took down Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant led the Americans with 23 points. LeBron James added 21 points and 7 rebounds. Timberwolves' Anthony Edwards chipped in 11 and 5 rebounds. Team USA now plays South Sudan Wednesday at 2 p.m. For the women, Team USA plays Japan this afternoon. That game starts at 2. Tune into Track Talk tonight from 6:30 to 8 with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio. He'll get you up to speed on everything that matters in the local racing scene. 6:46, what one Olympic athlete did to ensure he was able to play field hockey for his home country. Extreme measure that he took. We'll talk about that coming up next. 6:48, Monty Amistadi, Janae White hanging out with me. The Olympics continuing. U.S. are leading with the most number of medals. Crazy story about one of the athletes on the field hockey team for Australia. Did you hear this story, Janae?
Uh-uh.
He got hurt. He hurt one of his fingers on his right hand 2 weeks ago. And if he had surgery, it would have required months of recovery time. He would have missed the Olympics.
Oh, no.
So what he decided to do?
Not to have surgery.
No, he decided to amputate his finger.
What?
He amputated his finger.
Not by himself. He went in
well,
and
no,
had
he
it.
Went in and had it done, but he had it amputated. He's got a glove on it, and he's playing field hockey. He's from Australia. I wonder if he was heavily medicated with
Okay, but here's the thing. I guess. I get it.
I don't. I mean, I know the Olympics is your dream and whatnot. Isn't that insane, though?
But it's your dream. It's the Olympics.
To amputate your... Oh
I mean, what finger was it? A pinky, like... Does it say?
I mean, ring finger. His ring finger on his right hand. Yeah. Well, he's at the Olympics, so good luck. Go Team Australia.
Okay.
It was on this date in entertainment history. This song became the longest-running number one in U.S. chart history. The year was 2019. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 17 weeks. We'll tell you what song it is in Music Flashback. That comes up about 6:56. Right now, we head to the American Ag Network. Good Monday morning, 6:53. Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Janae White hanging out with us. This song continues to be a popular song played at weddings and other dances. It hit the charts in 1959. It's in the Grammy Hall of Fame and makes Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. Find out what it is in Music Flashback straight ahead. I know you're throwing your hands up just like Janae and I are doing.
That's right.
1959, the Isley Brothers recorded Shout. The song hit number 47 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts and was certified gold.
It continues to be a popular song played at weddings and other dances. It is in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and it makes Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time.
Great song.
In 1967, The Doors started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with an edited version of Light My Fire.
It was the group's first U.S. number one. Eventually, many radio stations would start playing the full 6-minute, 50-second album version, which features a longer instrumental break.
That is a long song.
Mm-hmm.
In 1974, The Mamas and Papas singer Cass Elliot died in her sleep from a heart attack after playing a sold-out show in London. She was 32. Elliot was found dead in an apartment she rented from Harry Nilsson.
Ironically, 4 years after she died, drummer Keith Moon of The Who died in that same apartment, also at the age of 32. How weird is that?
That is so weird. Yeah.
Elliot had a successful solo career after the Mamas and Papas broke up. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of that group.
This next song, Who Doesn't Love It, in 1978, the
probably
film
the
soundtrack.
Boys. They probably don't
to
love
Greece.
It as much as us.
I love this song.
I do too.
Featuring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, went to number one on the U.S. album chart. It's one of the best-selling albums of all time. Summer Nights went to number five on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Billboard puts it on its list of best summer songs of all time. Absolutely.
And the guys are like, move along, mm-mm, move along. Mm-mm. Now, I like this song. 2019 Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus became the longest running number one in U.S. chart history after it topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 17 weeks. Remember, there was drama with this because initially it went in on the country charts, and then yep, they're like, it is not a country song.
No, it was a crossover song, kind of. The rapper who had dropped out of college used a banking track that he bought for $30.
That backing track, you
wow
bet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say banking? I think I did.
That's okay.
It's early. The song also hit number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100 country charts before being disqualified for not fitting the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go. Do you even know who REO is? This is a
yes,
little bit
and
your
I've
time.
Seen
I
them a few times
REO
in concert.
I think they were just recently.
I really do like REO too.
I don't know if they were at the Casino again or Shields Arena, whatever. Neil Doty, keyboardist and founding member of REO Speedwagon, is 78 today. The band is still together. They've had 13 top 40 hits, many more that made the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Two of their songs hit number one, including Keep On Loving You back in 1981.
I think they were at the Shields Arena.
It was recently. I said either Shields, and they've also been, I think, at Shooting Star.
They have. I've
so
seen them a few times in concert. I do really like REO Speedwagon.
I've not seen them in concert, but I really enjoy them. If you're having a birthday today, well, happy birthday to you, too. We are WDAY Fargo. 7 o'clock, we head into the WDAY Radio News Center now with Ty Schoenert.
Thank you, Bonnie. News This Hour is brought to you by Summit Carbon Solutions. Visit summitcarbonsolutions.com to learn how this project is creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers and strengthening the market for corn growers in North Dakota. A Fargo man facing charges after allegedly crashing through a guardrail at 1 a.m. this morning. Police say Peter Ochsner was the driver of the vehicle that crashed in the 300 block of 45th Street North. He faces a DUI charge and also faces non-life-threatening injuries. Ochsner is currently booked at the Cass County Jail. The body of a missing woman found in Moorhead. Police say that body of 38-year-old Angela Hart was found in the 3000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotted the body in a tall, grassy area of the public park, calling police. Police said the body had been there for some time. There's no obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is being done to determine how she died. A Missouri man facing charges after driving the wrong way on I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on a pursuit. That chase ended 12 miles later in Cass County when the driver was pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clemens was arrested by the State Patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. He also faces charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violation. Additional charges are possible in the case. Two children were in the vehicle at the time and they were not hurt. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says four people were hurt in a two-vehicle crash near Euclid Township in rural Polk County. Authorities say that crash happened around 10:41 a.m. in the intersection of Highway 75 and 120th Street Southwest when a vehicle driven by 26-year-old Jasmine Moffitt entered the intersection, striking a vehicle driven by 84-year-old Dwayne Olson. Olson's vehicle had three passengers, each sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A 21-year-old Sterling woman facing life-threatening injuries after a crash with a semi. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the unidentified woman was traveling along U.S. 83 with an off-highway motorcycle, attempting to cross the road towards 5th Avenue Northeast. The semi, driven by a 34-year-old Devil's Lake man, was unable to stop and struck the vehicle. The woman suffered serious life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Bismarck hospital. Charges against both drivers are possible. And the Grand Forks Air Force Base will be getting 160 satellites operated by the Space Development Agency by the end of next year. Senator John Hoeven recently toured Operation Center North, which is set to be completed next month. The satellites part of the Proliferated Warfighter Space Architecture, which is a high-speed communications network. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 7:03, time to look at our forecast. Our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, has the latest for you in the Skywatch Weather Center. What are we seeing on our Monday, Dean?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of smoke, a little bit of haze, a little bit of fog, and a little bit of sunshine as well. We're currently in the low 60s across the area, a little cooler in the Northern Valley with temperatures there in the upper 50s. But again, you could still see that that kind of haze and a little bit of fog out there. We'll burn off the fog, but the haze and smoke will still remain with us throughout the day today. So we'll call it partly cloudy. Upper 80s today. Humidity levels won't be too bad. Dew points aren't going to be as bad today. So it's a tolerable heat. Except for Bonnie. We'll have high winds today out of the north-northwest on the light side. Isolated storm or two along and south of 94 overnight tonight with lows in the upper 60s. And for Tuesday, it's going to be hot and it's going to be a little more humid as well. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Dew points will be up there, so the heat index readings will be right around the triple-digit range. South winds at 10 to 20. Another round of isolated storms possible Tuesday night. Temperatures remain in the upper 80s to near 90 on Wednesday. Another round of nighttime storms come in Wednesday night, and we'll have highs in the upper 80s on Thursday, warming into the low to mid-90s by Friday. Is that going to be a hot one for WeFest on Friday? Chance for storms Friday night. And then temperatures remain in the upper 80s on Saturday and in the 90s again as we head into Sunday. A quick peek at one of our long-range models, actually two of our long-range models, indicating next week a nice Canadian air mass will be settling into the northern plains. How cool we actually get, still a lot of question marks on it. But one thing for sure, it'll scour out the humidity and temperatures will drop out of the 90s. Mm. So. If you, I know Bonnie will love next week.
Seven,
cool down a little bit, huh?
70s are a good possibility, oh, and wow. I was even looking at a couple of the models had us dipping into the upper 40s for morning.
Ooh,
really?
Oh wow!
Yeah,
sweatshirt mornings.
Yeah, yeah, it's a week away. That could change, but yeah. A couple of our long range models now starting to latch onto that. So.
Hmm.
It might be brief, but yeah. We'll take what we can get.
Well, I mean, you 90, 95 degree humid, heat loving people. I mean, don't you like want a break after all? I mean, it was a hot beginning last Thursday. It was super mm-hmm. hot already when we went to the moving walls ceremony.
Yeah, it's we haven't had a whole lot of really hot weather yet this summer. Do you think? I don't think
it's what? What do you think Friday was?
I don't. Let me say, okay, extended. I don't think it's been that bad.
Well, let's
come
extend
on.
It. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 5 days by counting on my fingers. What do you mean by extended?
I'm talking in the 90s. In the 90s. 88, 89 doesn't count.
Oh, that's close enough.
It's, no.
Dean,
no.
I don't know, but when you said that, Bonnie and I were both about to take a drink of our coffee and set our mugs down and looked at each other.
I don't think it's... You know what? I'll tally up. I'll tally up how many 90s we've had this year compared to last year.
No, it was not, hot last year.
No, last year we had a lot more. But Dean, in my books, 88's 90. Just chalk that up to a 90.
No,
even 87
come on.
Is 90.
No, it's not. Oh, man. Come on.
And humidity on top of it.
Well, that does make a difference. Yeah, no doubt.
Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We, of course, need your tailgaters Tuesday 2-degree guarantee because Dean's going to give us the 2-degree guarantee. If he is right, then you can celebrate at tailgaters with a $2 tap for a domestic pint, your first one anyway. After that, domestic pints, $4 the rest of the night. If he misses by more than 2 degrees, which we like, Janae, because we get to celebrate Dean's failure with a $2 Long Island tea.
Ooh.
Long Island tea is $2 and then $3 for the rest of the night. So, Dino, what?
I hate the word failure.
Well, it's right here in the copy. Dean's failure.
Your failure is us winning.
Long Island Tees. You did that a few weeks ago.
You know, it's funny because the owner, Dave, he says to me, hey, you short Pollock, quit being wrong because I'm going to go broke if you keep doing that.
Pressure's on then. Who are you going to listen to, Dave or Janae and I, who want to drink the teas for cheap?
And remember, you see us every day.
I know.
Dave is just once a week.
So the 2-degree guarantee for tomorrow is 120. Enjoy your Long Island iced teas.
I like that.
Now we're looking at 88. 88 is going to be a 2-degree tailgaters guarantee for today.
Okay.
That's the number you picked last Monday, and it was 1 degree off, so
right?
We're going with 88 again. Okay.
You know what he should do? He should do something if we're spot on, like if I get it right on the nose, that everybody gets their first round for free or their first drink for free.
You should go talk to him about that.
He would probably do that, but then he'd say, you're paying for it though, Waisaki.
Yeah, he probably would.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it too.
You're okay with paying for it? We're
no,
gonna tell
no,
all of our friends.
No, I'm okay with Dave doing that.
I think Dave's going to shoot you down, but he'll say, if you want to cover the bill, then okay.
Well, I'll just tell him, listen, I'm never right. So why don't we really let everybody win if I'm right on? But
except he listens to Bonnie and Friends, and he'll know that he'll call your bluff.
Right, exactly. So 88 for today's 2-degree tailgaters Tuesday forecast.
All right.
You bet. And also, hey, enjoy live music outside on the tailgater shandy patio each Thursday night from 6:30. Tailgaters at the corner of Main and University in downtown Fargo. Be listening tomorrow morning right around 7:05, and we'll find out if Dean got the tailgaters 2-degree guarantee right or wrong. Either way, you win. You either get discounted beer or you get a discounted Long Island tea.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed, doubly crossed for
that
Long Island
tea. That Dean is wrong.
I love Long Island teas. This goes back to my college days.
That's some stiff stuff, Bonnie.
Yeah. I haven't had one in a long time. They're
delicious.
You like
the booze.
They're so good.
I haven't had one in a long time either.
Mm-hmm. They slide down easy, but they're delicious. We might have to
maybe
go
we
to
should
tailgaters
have one.
If he loses. It is 7:10. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check out your WDAY Radio Sports. Big Game James McCarty and Jace Denman are at Vikings training camp. They're brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo. You never need an appointment. You can do more in a jiffy at Jiffy Lube in Fargo. And James will join us coming up at 8:10 this morning, and we'll hear all the latest from Vikings training camp. 7:13, checking out your WDAY Radio Sports. Minnesota Twins shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0 in their series rubber match yesterday afternoon. Bailey Ober was outstanding, tossing 8 innings of one-hit shutout ball with 11 strikeouts en route to earning the win. Austin Martin, Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, Carlos Santana, and Brooks Lee all drove in a run in the game. Twins head to New York to battle the Mets beginning tonight at 6:10. Simeon Woods-Richardson will get the nod for Minnesota while Jose Quintana counters for New York. FM Redhawks took 2 out of 3 games from the Gary South Shore Railcats over the weekend. Thursday night, the Redhawks lost 10-0. Friday night, they rounded with a 7-3 win. And on Saturday, the Redhawks won the series rubber match 8-1. The Redhawks are off today. They return to Newman Outdoor Field for a series against the Sioux Falls Canaries that starts tomorrow night. The PGA Tour, the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Jonathan Vegas won the tournament after shooting 17 under par. Max Gracerman took second at 16 under. Maverick McNealy and Matt Kuchar tied for third at 15 under. Tom Hoge missed the cut for that. He was one under par, but the cut line was two under for the weekend. The tour is off next weekend. They head to Greensboro, North Carolina for the Windham Championship. That begins on August 8th. Olympic basketball, Team USA men took down Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant led the Americans with 23 points. He was on fire. I think he just missed one shot during that great game. It was a great game. Watch the entire thing. LeBron James added 21 points and 7 rebounds. Anthony Edwards, Timberwolves great, chipped in 11 and had 5 rebounds as well. Guys were having fun out there on the court. Team USA now plays South Sudan Wednesday at 2 p.m. Team USA, the women, they play Japan this afternoon at 2 o'clock game. Tune in to Track Talk tonight from 6:30 to 8 with Jason Berg on WDAY Radio. He will get you up to speed on everything that matters on the local racing scene. And WeFest kicks off this week, so if just expect plenty of traffic, I guess, Highway 10, yeah. Highway 59, whether you're going to WeFest, whether you commute for work or you're heading out of town or into town, just anticipate a lot of extra traffic on Highways 10 and Highways 59 throughout the weekend.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
They remember last year they kind of had a mess.
Last year was a whole lot of mess about everything.
Yes.
They're hoping to make a lot more changes this year. And
I'm sure they did.
What was it all about? Was this something to do with the wristbands? Or there was some kind
Well, they couldn't get into campgrounds.
Oh, yeah. They oversold, I think, the campgrounds.
Yes, that's what it was.
And then they were putting people in some of the, I guess, premium, but then they were still renting.
Yes,
it was a mess last year.
But people were parked for hours waiting to get into a campground.
Well, they usually are, and you can only line up, you know, so far ahead of time.
But there was a whole lot of stuff last year. So I'm sure they've ironed out the kinks from last year, and it'll be a lot smoother this year than last year.
And
but
no tolerance for underage drinking, which there shouldn't be anyway, but we all know how that goes, you know, in the campgrounds and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that's usually most of the problems arise from those who don't know how to handle their liquor or drink too much liquor,
right,
too.
Right.
So
I don't know. Do they have it's been so long since I camped out there. I'm sure they have law enforcement going.
Of course you have.
No, I have.
I've never camped there.
But it's been a long time since I've camped out there. I'm guessing they have law enforcement go through the campgrounds, not.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think there were some issues too about well, the Morgan Wallen concert drew in a little bit of maybe of a different crowd, a little more rowdy crowd. I think that's where I heard some issues, too, last year.
Could be.
Yeah. So this year, Jelly Roll will be, what, Thursday night? Parker McCollum and Eric Church is the headliner for Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I mean, there's a lot of good artists. I mean, Jelly Roll, yeah, I'd love to see him. El King is going to be there. Carly Pierce, Trace Adkins, some of the other more well-known
love Trace
artist.
Adkins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fun. It's going to be a good
time.
Yeah,
love him. Elle King, I saw her last summer out at the lights.
Yeah, I like some of her songs. She got herself in a little trouble,
yes,
remember?
Yes, she did.
With her mouth, and she was drunk. And you know, that was funny.
Oh, that was at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made some inappropriate comments. And these artists that she didn't cover for it. I mean, she was drunk, but that more recent artist, the gal that botched the national anthem, and then she blamed it on being drunk and she was going into treatment. So I see people continuing to share memes out there on social media, and they're showing these rockers from like the 70s and the big hair bands, you know, and they've got booze sitting right
yes,
on stage
and how
with
they
them on
still
their drunk
sounded awesome. Yeah, how they still sound awesome, completely
exactly.
gone. And
now you're using the alcohol as the play as to why you did such a horrible
job. And it was
bad.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was. So nice try to cover there. And I know it's not easy to sing. Oh, by the way, when we were at the Vietnam Moving Wall, the ceremony that you and I both went to Thursday afternoon, Sophia mm-hmm. Richards, who's what, Miss North Dakota, she's also on Channel 11. She's one of their morning anchors.
Yeah.
She sang the national anthem and did a beautiful job. And it was hard because it was so windy out there to begin with. But I thought she did a lovely job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she did.
Mm-hmm.
The national anthem is a hard song to sing.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't knock anybody who gives it a chance. But when you're a trained artist like that one country gal, and I don't know what her name is.
Well, she won award, like.
Yeah, Grammys.
Was it a Grammy that she won? I mean, she shouldn't have sounded like that.
No. But yeah, I mean, I'm no expert, and no, I can't sing the national anthem.
But we're not professional singers. Right. Like, we're not good.
Right.
Well, maybe you are, but...
No. Well, I can carry a tune, but nobody would say that I am a good singer by any means.
I can't carry a tune to save my soul, but it doesn't mean that I don't sing to myself.
You're not tone deaf, are you? I had a sister who thought she could sing, and she couldn't sing.
No, I flat out admit I can't sing. Like, no. I can't.
I can carry a tune. I'm not like... I've never had voice lessons. I'm not an amazing singer, but I can sing along to any old good old rock and roll song on the radio from the 70s and 80s that I know the lyrics to.
You know what my husband does? We'll be in the vehicle.
Does he hum?
No, and a song will come on, and I'll just start singing, and he'll turn the radio up.
He tries to drown you out.
Yeah.
Chuck, how rude.
And I get it. I don't blame Mom.
Oh, don't take the fun away from her. How rude.
I just sing louder.
Good for you.
I mean, you know me. Would you expect anything
less? Loud and proud. Yep, loud and proud. Move along. Nothing to see here. It is 7:20. Bonnie and friends. Bonnie Amistadi, Janae White filling in for Jace. He is at Vikings training camp with Big Game James McCarty. The boys will be back in studio tomorrow morning. A Chevron decision examples that could affect ag. WDAY ag director Bridget Riedel has all the details on that and other farm and ag related stories coming up next. 7:22 on a Monday morning. Time now to find WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Morning. How's all the ladies doing this morning at WDAY?
It is a trifecta of the ladies. All three of us. Janae's out of the room at the moment. She's having some sciatic nerve pain, so she's been running back and forth to the freezer for her ice packs and stuff. Yeah.
The same thing.
Not fun, but she's a trooper, and she still showed up on time to hang out with me.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we want to talk about this morning is North Dakota farmland, near and dear to so many of us. But a report from the American Farmland Trust, which, by the way, they can run this report for anyone in any state. So if you are curious what might be happening in South Dakota or Minnesota, you can see the same results. But what it shows is what it looks like for the picture of farms under threat between now and the year 2040. Trends show that North Dakota will pave over, fragment, or compromise 198,000 acres of farmland. Doesn't sound like a lot when you think about it, but realistically, that's only from, again, 2024 until 2040, a pretty short period of time. 40% of that conversion will happen on North Dakota's nationally significant farmland, meaning right here in the Red River Valley, where we have great farmland, some of the richest in the world. It's the equivalent of losing 100 farms, $36 million in farm output, and over 300 jobs based on county averages. The counties that will be hardest hit, surprisingly, Williams County out near Williston, Burley, and Cass.
Oh, my.
So, yes, so the more farmland being developed, looking at it, there's a difference between urban and then moderately urban, so some small towns will grow. If I were to get out my crystal ball and think about Cass County specifically, Fargo continues to grow, and then we have some smaller urban centers, if you will, like Castleton and Kindred, that will also continue to grow and take away some farmland.
That's sad. Well, development's development, but I mean, in terms of, you know, farmers are maybe getting older, and maybe their kids moved into the city, and they don't want to farm. But I think you've also talked about in the past, Bridget, some type of mentorship where somebody, maybe they don't own a farm, and they haven't grown up in farming, and they want to learn how to be a farmer, and perhaps maybe someday can take over a farm somewhere.
And I think there's more and more interest in doing that. I don't have a solidified process for that yet, but I know that I have folks who are working on it in the background, trying to find that maybe on a one-on-one basis. An attorney friend of mine in South Dakota does try to do that, where if you have an interested young farmer and a party that wants to retire or to change ownership, trying to find that right match for them in order to make it a little bit easier for that younger farmer to take over in the succession plan of the overall farm. Now, some things that will make a difference coming up legislatively for us here in agriculture, one of them will be overturning the long-standing Chevron deference. What's the simple way to explain this? It's a legal precedent that gave federal agencies wide latitude in interpreting congressional statutes. Doing this seems to make many of the federal agencies rather nervous. What kind of power might they lose? But real-world impacts at the agency level are going to make it harder to create and enforce some of the rules that have been happening from agencies like EPA FDA, et cetera. Also, areas that we would see in agriculture that are affected, runoff, wetland protection, climate, and animal treatment guidelines. Some of the things that were more far outreaching, like waters of the U.S., which has been very difficult in a number of states, will now change. And by difficult, I mean the fact that you may have overruling definitions of a wetland depending on where you live. So, for instance, what you may call a pond, because sometimes it's there when you have heavy rains and then you don't when it dries out, could have been designated a wetland by the EPA and the whole waters of the U.S., which then didn't allow you to farm it, graze it, drain it, do other things with it. This may put a little bit more common sense into how do we define these wetlands and runoff areas. That's going to make a big difference for a number of folks.
So it's a good thing then? Or
for agriculture, it's a good thing. It's going to help us put some common sense back into some of the agency overreach that we've seen.
Okay, yes. Well, that we like to hear that.
We like to hear that, and I think it'll also do the same with some of the climate measures that seemed like they were a little bit too much. So, for instance, right now with sustainable aviation fuel based off of ethanol, there were three criteria that you had to use across your farm, no matter where you farmed in the U.S. One was using a nitrogen stabilizer, one was making it no-till, and one was using cover crop. That doesn't fit every farm in every place. So this overturn of the deference may help make a difference in finding common sense rulings that can be much more applicable to a lot more people who can participate in programs, etc.
Ah, yes, common sense. We love that.
I like that. Including the fact that the Center for Food Demand and Analysis and Sustainability from Purdue just did a review asking people, what do you think about the Farm Bill? A third of American adults have never heard of the Farm Bill, and they have no idea what's in it.
Wow.
Which doesn't that play into the fact that 50% of our congressional leaders have never voted on a farm bill, nor are they from a farm-related area?
Well, obviously they haven't had encounters with a fabulous ag director who keeps us informed about this, because school lunch programs, daycares, what, yes, nursing homes, lunch even falls under some of these?
All of them do, in fact. And so right now, without any consumer feelings towards a farm program, really they're not talking to their congressional leaders about the importance of getting this passed in a timely fashion, because right now we're looking at wanting to get it done in the third quarter of 2024, and it's stalled out a time or two. You have representatives who are trying very hard to push it forward because they want to get it passed. They want to have decisions made. And honestly, most consumers, they consistently rank taste, affordability, nutrition as their important values when they shop for groceries. They don't think about how their grocery shopping could be affected by the Farm Bill. And so there could be quite a bit of interest from others, you might say.
Hmm.
And consumers also hold certain beliefs like the climate and environment important at a policy level, but not when it comes to shopping in the grocery store. That's not something that they're looking at.
Interesting. What is coming up, Weather and Ag Radio, from 1 to 2 today, Bridget?
Well, it's just the guys and I. We're going to talk all about what's been happening over the weekend, how this dry cycle could impact us with some of our crop in the area, and especially the fact that our Here We Grow corn has had so much moisture early on. What's going to happen to it now that it's a little drier and we see some changes as we go towards harvest in that crop? So we'll talk about that and much more.
Oh, sounds like some concerns in your voice maybe with that corn crop.
I'm always concerned because it's not been harvested in a bin yet.
Well, and that's the life of a producer, right? Yes. It's weather dependent on what happens to your crop.
What if it hails? It hailed in some places south of us last night. And if that's the case, we may have some concern about our corn and where we stand in this growth stage right now.
Or big wind storms. You've heard about that in the past affecting crops.
No, thank you. I'd like to not have that right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, Bridget, if our listeners have any questions for you, how do they get a hold of you?
Please do. You can reach me ag@flagfamily.com. You'll also find me on X at BM Riedel.
Very good. Thanks, Bridget.
Bye, guys.
You bet. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30. We head into the WDAY Radio News Center now with Ty Schoenert.
Thank you, Bonnie. A Fargo man facing charges after allegedly crashing through a guardrail 1 a.m. this morning. Police say Peter Auctioner was the driver of the vehicle that crashed in a 300 block of 45th Street South. He faces a DUI charge, also non-life-threatening injuries. Auctioner is currently being booked at the Cass County Jail. The body of a missing woman has been found in Moorhead. Police say that body of 38-year-old Angela Hart was found in the 3000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotted it in a tall, grassy area of the public park, calling police. Police said the body was there for some time. There's no obvious signs of trauma. An autopsy is being done to determine how she died. A Missouri man facing charges after driving the wrong way on I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on a pursuit, the chase ending 12 miles later in Cass County when the driver pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clemens was then arrested by State Patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. He faces multiple other charges as well: driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violation. Additional charges are possible on top of that. Two children were in the vehicle at the time. They were not hurt. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says four people were hurt in a two-vehicle crash near Euclid Township in rural Polk County. Authorities say that crash happened around 10:41 a.m. in the intersection of Highway 75 and 120th Street Southwest. A vehicle driven by 26-year-old Jasmine Moffitt entered the intersection, striking a vehicle driven by 84-year-old Dwayne Olson. Olson's vehicle had three passengers, each sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A 21-year-old Sterling woman is facing life-threatening injuries after a crash with a semi. The North Dakota Highway Patrol said the unidentified woman was traveling along U.S. 83 with a dirt bike when she attempted to cross the road towards 5th Avenue Northeast. The semi, driven by 34-year-old Devil's Lake man, unable to stop and struck the vehicle. The woman suffered serious life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Bismarck hospital. The incident remains under investigation. Charges are possible against both drivers. Donald Trump's running mate says he believes Minnesota is ready to turn red following a rally in St. Cloud. J.D. Vance and his family spent time at a diner in Waite Park early yesterday, greeting dozens of supporters before enjoying breakfast in the restaurant. The Ohio senator telling reporters he feels Minnesota voters would support the Republican ticket because of policies that have led to inflation and border security concerns. He also called Vice President Kamala Harris a radical and a San Francisco liberal, also saying her recent boost in popularity will not hold after people learn about her political record. And the Grand Forks Air Force Base will be getting 160 satellites operated by the Space Development Agency by the end of next year. Senator John Hoeven recently toured Operations Center North, which is set to be completed by next month. The satellites will be part of the proliferated warfighter space architecture, which is a high-speed communications network. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 7:33, time to look at your forecast. Our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, has the latest for you. We just can't seem to shake the smoke up there, Dean.
Man, I'm telling you, Ty, yeah, it's, you know, we were used to it last summer, have to deal with it this summer again. Just that hazy smoke in the upper levels of the atmosphere, and a little bit of fog this morning in the far northern valley into northwest Minnesota as well. But all that burns off, and we'll be left with sunny to partly cloudy skies today. We'll call it partly cloudy. It's going to feel like it with all the haze and smoke. It's going to be a hot one, but the humidity levels won't be too bad today with highs in the upper 80s with a north-northwest wind on the light side. For tonight, an isolated storm or two can't be ruled out, generally along and south of 94, with lows in the mid to upper 60s. And for Tuesday, a hot one and more humid. You'll notice it tomorrow. South winds at 10 to 20, highs in the lower 90s. And a chance for storms comes in Tuesday evening into Tuesday night, with lows only around 70, and Wednesday still, we'll call it hot. It's Bonnie hot Wednesday, with highs in the upper 80s.
Ooh, and then that's hot.
That's Bonnie hot. And then another round of storms possible Wednesday night. And then temperatures right around 90 on Thursday, low 90s. Friday's going to be a hot one. If you're going to WeFest, it's going to be hot any day you're going to WeFest. Low 90s on Friday.
Ooh.
And then a chance for an isolated storm or two Friday night. And then the weekend looks hot as well. Upper 80s to near 90 on Saturday, and Sunday we're back into the 90s. So your typical hot end of July, early August. This isn't record-breaking. It's not really that far. I mean, it's above normal. We should be low to mid-80s for normal highs. So yeah, it's above normal, but it's nothing that we haven't seen before.
So Dean, I'm guessing if it's that hot here, it's going to be a tad warmer out west.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She's going home for her, what is it, a reunion or all class or what?
It's McCluskey days. McCluskey days.
Oh gee, this coming weekend?
Yes, sir.
Have fun.
I will.
Oh, I know that. Well, here's the problem. Your fun and that heat might not add up to be a good thing.
We got a lake. We got a swimming pool.
Just drink a lot
of
water, though, too.
But yeah, the car show and stuff, too, when you're walking around during the day.
It is going to be. In fact, let me pull up one of our long-range models.
And the
here
funny thing is, usually Janae loves the heat, but you're not loving his forecast as of since last week.
This summer, it's not been going well for me.
She's not feeling it.
Okay, let's see. McClansky on Saturday around 100.
Is it really?
And McClansky on Sunday around 100. And
is
that's,
it really?
Yeah, that's air temperature. Oh, wow. Oh, Janae. Should we call 911 right now in advance just to have them on standby?
No, I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I can go sit in the lake.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I can go to the pool.
Drink a lot of water, too.
Or I can sit. It's the dingest thing, Dean. There's this thing called AC.
Yeah,
that
you can
help.
Sit in that, too.
You can just have me or Bonnie on speed dial for
yep,
you.
Yep. Take some breaks.
Will do. 10-4, Big Daddy.
All right.
Dean's Weather this hour has been brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with 3 convenient locations. You never need an appointment. Just swing on in. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. It is 7:37. We're going to get some national news in from ABC. Check out your WDAY Radio Sports. And Dean is back with your 3-degree guarantee. 7:41, checking out your WDAY Radio Sports. Minnesota Twins shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0 in their series rubber match yesterday afternoon. Bailey Ober was outstanding, tossing 8 innings of one-hit shutout ball with 11 strikeouts en route to earning the win. Austin Martin, Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, Carlos Santana, and Brooks Lee all drove in a run in that game. Twins head to New York to battle the Mets beginning tonight at 6:10. FM Redhawks took 2 out of 3 games from the Gary South Shore Railcats over the weekend. Thursday night, the Redhawks lost 10-0. Friday night, FM rounded out with a 7-3 win. Saturday, the Redhawks won the series rubber match 8-1. The Redhawks are off today. They return to Newman Outdoor Field for a series against the Sioux Falls Canaries. That begins tomorrow night. The PGA Tour 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Jonathan Vegas won the tournament after shooting 17 under par. Max Gracerman took 2nd at 16 under. Maverick McNealy and Matt Kuchar tied for 3rd at 15 under. Tom Hoagie missed the cut line at 1 under par. That cut line was 2 under par for the weekend. The tour is off next weekend. They head to Greensboro, North Carolina for the Windham Championship. That begins on August 8th. Olympic basketball, the men, Team USA, took down Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant led the Americans with 23 points. LeBron James added 21 points and 7 rebounds. Anthony Edwards chipped in 11 points and 5 rebounds. Team USA now plays South Sudan on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. For the women, Team USA plays Japan this afternoon. That game starts at 2. And tune in to Track Talk tonight from 6:30 to 8 with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio. He will get you up to speed on everything that matters on the local racing scene. Your sports this hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com. 7:43, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in next with your 3-degree guarantee. 7:45, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store, and I think I wrote down 96 you were calling for on Friday, Dean. Does that sound right?
That is correct. And man, was it a hot one.
Did it get hotter than that?
No, the actual high was 96.
Oh, it wasn't right on the nose. It was right. What was the heat index? I think I saw on my phone like 105 or something like that.
I think it was like 107 at the max.
Yeah, this was later in the day when I looked.
Yeah. Oh man, it was it was a hot one last Friday. Not that hot this Monday, but it's still going to be a pretty warm one. Humidity levels not too bad today, so I guess you could call it tolerable heat with upper 80s. We're going to go 88 today with hazy sunshine and chance for storms coming in as we head towards evening, more likely after dark tonight. And most of those are going to be along and south of 94. we could use a drink of water. At least I could. I know here in South Fargo, we could use a drink of water. So hopefully we've got chances over the next three evenings and nights. So we've got chances in the forecast, but your daytime hours are just, they're going to be hot. So
the rain, though, like when we've had it, say, over the past 5 days or whatever, Dean, it's been weird. Like, you might not get it in one part of Fargo, mm-hmm. but another part of Fargo gets dumped on. Is that going to pattern continuing, or are you seeing something like maybe the entire FM area?
Widespread.
Yeah.
Well, the storm's coming in. So the next three, like tonight or this evening, we'll call it tonight. Tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday. These are storms that move in from the west. Now, how much of that holds together as they spread east is the question. So the further west you go, the better chance for storms in the central part of the state. And as they move eastward, they start to diminish in intensity a little bit, or they scoot southward. But the ones we had last week, those were air mass pop-up storms. And so you can get those to pop up over one area and then just rain out on that one area. This is a little different setup. These are more, as Janae would say, a little more widespread, but can they hold together as they reach the valley? That's going to be the big question mark.
She knows things about weather, so if you need a backup to the backup, she could probably have your job.
I like it.
It's kind
perfect.
Of like me on sports. I'm the backup to the backup to the backup.
Hey, look, it's raining slanted out.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, you can say sideways. Sometimes it rains sideways, right?
It does rain sideways, yes.
She says slanted. I say sideways, but maybe I'll be the backup, and then she's the backup after me.
I would say that maybe, yeah. I'll do it live from the hospital if it gets that bad.
You don't want the ladies in charge of weather, do you not?
Oh, man, we're in trouble.
Oh, no.
We got it.
Oh, Ida, you think you got it. I know. That's the confidence levels there.
We know we got it.
Yeah, right. Good Lord.
All right, wait, now, what's your 3-degree guarantee today?
I forgot. Oh, it's 88.
I have to write these things down. I didn't even listen to you. Yeah. I was busy talking. Imagine
wait,
that.
Oh, you weren't listening to
me.
I was busy talking. I'm really good at talking.
That's for sure.
Thank you, Dean.
You got it.
The 3-degree guarantee has been brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Do you eat cereal, Janae? Or?
No, I haven't ate cereal in many years.
I mean,
Since I was a kid, maybe.
I don't eat it, and I think kids' cereal obviously is fantastic, but now that I'm an adult and I try to make healthier
it's
choices.
It's so bad for you.
Yeah, I know, so I don't eat it. But if I would, let me see. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to love Life cereal. Was probably my favorite, and I would pour the milk
okay,
over
that's
it, so
boring.
It would get soggy. Oh, it's delicious, Life cereal.
But I like shredded wheat. I don't know if it's
that's
more exciting.
That's very adult. In our house, we do have, at the moment, the boys eat, Dwayne eats Lucky Charms, and Logan has Fruity Pebbles at the moment.
I used to like Fruity Pebbles.
But they sit in the cupboard forever before they finish.
We don't even buy cereal. Nobody in my house eats it.
Even when I was a kid, I never was a mixer. Like, I don't like flavors mixed. Like, would you mix cereal?
Oh, are you? I know you're going. You're talking about the Kelsey cereal.
Yeah, did you see this?
We talked about it last week.
Jason
it's like
and Travis
three
Kelsey.
Cereals mixed together.
Yeah,
in one box.
Yeah, they're partnering with General Mills to release the Kelsey cereal mix. Combines Reese's Puffs, okay, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's where you lose me and Lucky Charms because the cinnamon's going to overpower everything. Like Reese's Puffs. I don't think I've ever had them, but I would love them because I love peanut butter.
I used to
butter.
Eat those when I was younger. We talked about this last week, and I think it sounds absolutely disgusting.
It sounds horrible, but people will buy it just because it's the Kelsey brothers.
Absolutely.
Maybe they can put a picture of Taylor Swift on there with them, too, or something like that.
I don't know.
Huh.
Those brothers have become pretty big.
They're funny, though, especially
have you heard, listened to their podcast?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either, but I bet it's good.
I did one sample one day a few months back because I had heard they had a podcast. So, yeah, I listened to, they're funny. And, you know, you've got these little inside things when you grow up with somebody, you spend a lot of time with somebody, so you know things. And
I think that Jason, his personality is like through the roof. I think this guy is so funny.
He's very funny.
When he showed up in Vegas dressed and looking exactly like the guy from Hangover, Alan in the Hangover movies.
Totally can play that role.
I laughed so hard when I saw those pictures of him.
I know a friend here in town, one of their sons dresses totally like that character too, and he can carry it off. If you got the right personality, the right kind of look and body, you can totally carry that off. And The Hangover, that was one funny movie.
They're hilarious. But yeah, Jason Kelsey, he showed up in Vegas looking like Alan, and it was hilarious.
The original Hangover is the best. Is there more than two?
I think there's three.
Is there three? I've probably seen all three, but the original 100% is the best.
The originals are always better, Bonnie.
Well, that's true too. I finally figured out what was that Deadpool thing. Remember when we were talking
about Deadpool and Wolverine? And I didn't know that those did very well over the weekend in the box office.
But I finally, when I was watching the Olympics coverage, because usually I don't watch TV other than watching the news, I did see Deadpool, so I know what you guys are I didn't know it was a character. I thought it was like a Black Lagoon or something like that. But
Bonnie,
now I know.
I've never seen the movies ever as well, but I knew from like commercials or
yeah, you watch
social
TV
media
and
or
I really
whatever,
don't,
you know.
So, but now I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We rented a movie at home that I've been dying to see and I was kind of disappointed and it crushed my heart.
You rented
a streaming movie. So Horizon, the Kevin Costner Horizon movie, okay. the new Western that he has out. And it's supposed to be like a 4-part series.
Yeah.
And I was like really excited for it. It looked really, really good. And it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be much better than what it was.
I tried to, and I might go back to it. Angie, I know she listens all the time. I think Angie recommended The Judge on Netflix, as did my daughter, Bailey. And I started watching it. It's just like, it's pretty violent or whatever.
Oh.
And Bailey's like, just keep watching it. You'll like it. It's like, I don't know. That's not my
It's really violent?
Well, the beginning
I've heard a
is.
Lot of people recommend it, too.
Maybe I wasn't in the mood for it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say it. You got to watch it yourself. But I guess a crime gets covered up. But like the crime in itself is
really graphic in it.
Yeah, I like documentaries and music docs, and I don't know. Maybe I'll stray back to it because according to Angie and Bailey, they both say it's fantastic. And I do like crime stories, but I don't know.
Too much crime in this one.
No, and I think after you get past this initial part, but I probably just wasn't in the mood for it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll stray back after the
Olympics.
Did you
make it past the first episode?
No. This is all the first episode. Like, you keep anticipating, like, oh, my God, when something weird's going to happen. You know, all these, like, roads are getting crossed and paths mm-hmm, get mm-hmm. crossed, and you're expecting it, and then it happens. And it's just like, oh. So maybe after the Olympics I'll go back to it, but I don't know. We'll see. 753 airlines are bracing for the end of the revenge travel boom. We'll cover that in your Money and Markets coming up next. 757, checking out your Money and Markets. The opening bell rings this morning to kick off a fresh trading week. This is after Wall Street closed higher Friday, ending what can be described as a volatile week. Yeah, we saw days when it was up, things were down. Stocks surged as new inflation data lifted the investor hopes for more Federal Reserve interest rate cuts this year. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 654 points. Wow. S&P 500 added 59, and the NASDAQ was up 176 points.
Hmm. The coming week in business news might get off to a slow start with no notable reports on Monday's calendar. However, things will start to pick up Tuesday when the Federal Reserve opens a 2-day meeting that some analysts believe could pave the way for a rate cut in September.
And I always love Wednesdays because Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk, joins us at 7:45, and he's fabulous. He just has amazing insight.
I like listening to him too because the better maybe this isn't the right way to say it, but it's true. He dumbs it down for me.
He does. No, he exactly because when it comes
I can
to
understand
investing
it when he's
and
talking.
Financing, that's not my expertise either.
Right.
And I'm the same way as you. He knows how to break it down to make it understandable
right.
for all of us.
He does.
100%.
So I like listening to him. Yep.
With you right there. The Harris campaign says it raised $200 million in its first week. Campaign officials announced the huge total yesterday, noting they have signed up more than 170,000 volunteers. It says 2/3 of the donations come from first-time donors supporting the vice president's bid for the White House. Top Democrats say Kamala Harris is quickly uniting the party behind her candidacy.
More than 2,500 SAG-AFTRA video game actors are hitting the picket lines. A strike officially began on Friday after contract talks broke down between the union and the video game industry. Actors want protections from being replaced by artificial intelligence. Yeah, I'm telling
you. Did you know they were like people? I mean, I know your son plays video games like mine does, and like there's people.
Well, it's just their voices, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I
only see Logan playing like the football and stuff, and I'm like, Hayden, looks realistic, but I have no idea what they're doing.
Hayden just plays sports one. He doesn't play the. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Voice. Is it just the voices?
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
But that AI, it's scary. Like, they're bringing back voices of dead people.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. I don't like AI, period.
I'm with you. And airlines are bracing for the end of the revenge travel boom, cutting ticket prices to fill seats amidst a more uncertain outlook. That's a sharp turnaround from a period of high airfares when passengers were desperate to travel anywhere and airlines suffered from a shortage of planes. The cracks have largely come on shorter routes in the U.S. and Europe and in the economy class, with more expensive seats in business and first class less affected. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 8 o'clock. Time now to head into the WDAY Radio News Center with Ty Schoner.
The video game stuff is interesting. Yes.
Of course.
It's voice actors,
motion capture stuff, which is when people, they have all those golf balls like on the suits and stuff like that. And they do like the weird dances or like they do motions and stuff, flips, tricks. Those people sometimes are doing strikes too because of stuff like this. That's used.
My eyes are like swirling in circles.
That's used specifically for like people, like CGI, so you don't have to animate all that stuff. It's all done and captured, so you can play in movies and in television shows and video games and stuff like that. Yes, you had a question, Janae.
So, like, my son plays the NFL.
That I get. That's
games, right?
Looking.
Yes.
So people have the connectors on their body for that?
So some motions will be motion captured like that, yes. But not all of them will. They've done so many of those games that they basically have that animation down. But yes, motion capture like those suits can be done for that, yes.
I feel like we could be one of those actors, Bonnie.
A lot of physical movement, flips, tricks. And
she
Janae
can't even walk.
Janae
today
is about to go to the floor because of knee pain right now. So best of luck over there, Janae. A Fargo man is currently facing charges after allegedly crashing through a guardrail 1 a.m. this morning. Police say Peter Oxner was the driver of the vehicle that crashed in the 300 block of 45th Street South. He faces a DUI charge, also a non-life-threatening injuries. Oxner is currently booked at the Cass County Jail. The body of a missing woman has been found in Moorhead. Police say the body of 38-year-old Angela Hart found 3,000 block of Rivershore Drive Saturday night. A citizen spotted the body in a tall, grassy area of the public park and called police. They say the body had been there for some time, and also there's no sign of obvious trauma. The autopsy is being done to determine how the individual died. A Missouri man's facing charges after driving the wrong way at I-29 in Trail County Saturday night and leading deputies on a pursuit. That chase ended 12 miles later in Cass County when the driver pulled over. 34-year-old Jared Clemens was arrested by the state patrol for driving under the influence with minors present and reckless endangerment. He's also facing charges of driving without liability insurance, open container, driving the wrong way, and registration violations. Additional charges are possible on top of all of that. Two children were in the vehicle at the time. They were not hurt. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is not commenting on its investigation of a now former sheriff's deputy, Darren Viken, placed on administrative leave in July 17th and terminated last Monday. The BCI is assisting with the investigation. Prior to his termination, Viken had served as coordinator of the Cass County Sheriff's Office 24/7 sobriety program. Anyone who has had any interactions with former Deputy Viken are encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. A 21-year-old Sterling woman facing life-threatening injuries after a crash with a semi. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the unidentified woman was traveling along U.S. 83 with a dirt bike when she attempted to cross the road toward 5th Avenue Northeast. The semi was driven by a 34-year-old Devil's Lake man. He was unable to stop and struck the vehicle. The woman suffered serious life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Bismarck hospital. The incident remains under investigation. Charges are possible against both drivers. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is not ready to say if he wants to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Walz appeared on CNN's State of the Union yesterday and said only that he would do what's the best interest of the country if he is offered a chance to run with Harris. When pressed for a more definitive answer, Walz would only say we'll cross paths when we get there. Walz says he's confident that Harris will win in November, calling former President Donald Trump's behavior weird, also saying that people give Trump way too much credit. And a helicopter spraying for mosquitoes in Anoka County, Minnesota, was hit by a golf ball in Oak Grove. The Anoka County Sheriff's Office is investigating the golf ball causing slight damage to the helicopter. The pilot was able to land safely and without injury. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY Radio and WDAYRadioNow.com. 8:04, time to take a look at our forecast with our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. What are we expecting to see for our Monday, Dean?
Well, Ty, we're going to have another hot and not that humid of a day, but it will be on the warm side, to say the least. Temperatures in the low 60s right now in the Northern Valley, mid to upper 60s. From the 94 corridor eastward and southward, and we'll warm up today into the upper 80s. So a warm one for sure under hazy sunshine and a light breeze out of the north-northwest. Now, there will be storms developing in the central part of the state during the evening hours, moving eastward towards the valley. Should reach the valley after dark. And most of it is going to be along and south of 94. Lows overnight into the upper 60s. Tuesday, a breezy day and more humidity. We'll have south winds 10 to 20 and a little bit hotter with highs in the low to mid 90s. We'll call it low 90s here, about 93. Another round of storms is possible Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and then scattered storms possible on Wednesday, continuing with highs in the upper 80s. Now, as we head into Thursday and Friday, we start to dry out, upper 80s to low 90s. Another round of storms possible Friday night into early Saturday morning. Temperatures over the weekend, upper 80s to lower 90s. So we're stuck in the upper 80s to lower 90s for all of this week into the upcoming weekend. At least there's a few rounds of storms in the forecast. Doesn't mean they're going to happen. Everybody's going to see the rain, but at least it's in the forecast for areas that really could use a little drink of water. And that's, I know my lawn could.
So the lawns here in the metro are brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could use a little bit. I've got too many weeds.
That too.
In mine. Mm-hmm. So we got to take care of that.
The folks up in northwestern Minnesota say no, though. That's where some of those towns up there, Grigla, I think, and some other towns, 7 inches.
Yeah, they don't need it. Yeah, and it looks like most of it should stay south south of them. The far northern valley, northwest Minnesota, most of the activity south of those areas this week.
All right. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, the weather this hour has been brought to you by Red Wing Shoes, their Step Into Savings event. Only a couple more days. Take advantage of that going on through the end of the month, which is Wednesday at your Fargo Red Wing Shoe Store. Boots have been going $50 to $100 below the marked price, which is unheard of. Red Wing boots for $50, $100. Get in, get them before they are sold out. Stop in, take advantage of huge savings up to 80% off select footwear brands like Red Wing Work, Irish Setter Work, Irish Setter Hunt, Works, Vast Heritage. The Step Into Savings event now through July 31st. Red Wing Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Senka presents the Community Connections Block Party that is coming up on August 1st. We're going to get the details on that in a few minutes. Big Game James McCarty and Jace Denman, they are at Vikings Training Camp in Eagan. We're going to be checking in with Big Game James coming up as well. Right now, though, your national news from ABC. It is 8:12. Big Game James McCarty, we find him down at Vikings Training Camp in Eagan, Minnesota. He's brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo. Locally owned and operated, they have three convenient locations. You never need an appointment. Proudly serving the FM Metro since 1979, Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Janae and I are guessing that you and Jace are just in heaven down there, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're enjoying ourselves, to say the least. On Saturday, it was just great to get back out there to camp. Of course, you had the heat wave come in. You had that hot wind blowing through, but that wasn't stopping the guys from getting some work in, from seeing the new rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, connecting on some routes with some of the wide receivers, to Sam Darnold going and showing why he more likely than not is going to be that number one quarterback, at least for week one, as they continue that developmental path for McCarthy and the excitement of the defense, some of those guys that are moving around, the way that that defensive core is starting to figure some things out. Now, of course, you think to yourself, well, how confident can you be in everything right now? It's, you know, you're always going to be confident right now because up until today at 2:30, they're actually not even going to have any shoulder pads on. So the first day with pads will be this afternoon. So everybody should be looking really good, and they are looking really good. It's just a matter of separating and, hey, are they hitting those receivers in stride? Are they making those right, you know, chop steps and those different adjustments when it comes to just hitting up on the dummies, things of those sorts? And they've been doing a heck of a job. And a really cool thing of note is, as we know, middle to late of last week, you had former Bison linebacker who ended up going to LSU for his final year of eligibility. He spent 3 years in the NFL now. And Jabril Cox, he signed with the Vikings and had an opportunity to have a conversation with him on Saturday afternoon, just talking about his journey to where he was at in his NFL career and going into year four, his journey to signing with the Vikings, and then also talking a little bit about his appreciation for North Dakota State and the entire Fargo community and how much support they've shown him, even after he made that decision to go to LSU for his final year of eligibility to try and bring up his draft stock. So it was a really cool conversation there, and we're looking forward to getting some more of those storylines here this afternoon and seeing what different improvements the defense of Brian Flores continues to do, and also that new running back in Aaron Jones for the Vikings. Will he be a true RB1? Will Ty Chandler, the third-year running back out of North Carolina, will he start to show some more promise now that Alexander Mattison and Dalvin Cook have both departed over the last two seasons? It's a completely new running back room as of right now, depth-wise, so that'll be very interesting to see with a new quarterback in Darnold and also McCarthy as those possibly top two quarterbacks all season.
You bet. And it's been fun watching you guys. I know Jace has been posting some of the stuff on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. But if our listeners want to check out some of your work too, they can do that or go to your Primetime Sports Facebook page, James.
Yeah, indeed. So if you go to Primetime Sports on Facebook, you go to the Flag Sports on Twitter or X, as the kids are calling it nowadays. You can also go to the website, WDAYRadioNow.com. Click on the sports tab. Articles are going up. Interviews are going up. And some just different things and excitement. There's a video that we had put up Saturday afternoon. Of course, the coveted skull chant. A couple of the rookie linemen got involved in that one. And Michael Juergens and Walter Rouse, who got the fans fired up their first time at camp was this past weekend. And just the entire environment and the excitement surrounding what will be another NFL season and just the optimism, I think, of the entire fan base was really darn cool to see.
Well, you guys have been doing a great job. Can't wait to read more and hear more about it. And we'll see you guys both back here on Bonnie and Friends tomorrow morning, James.
Yeah, we'll see how bright-eyed and bushy-tailed we are after another adventurous day today. But we always appreciate the opportunity to go down. And Vikings Camp, the report's brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you never need an appointment. You can do more in a jiffy, and we'll see you guys in the morning.
Yep.
James, hold on. Have you been wearing your sunscreen? Yeah.
Have you been wearing sunscreen?
Oh, I've tanned out since the last time I burned. I am fine. I spent the entire day yesterday at the Anoka County Fair at the Derby and hanging out with family and things of those sorts. I am turning into, honestly, probably a good bark on like a roast that you would normally put in your oven at this point. That's probably the best way to do it.
I love it. Love the analogy. All right. James. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Later. Have a good day.
You bet. The boys will be back on Bonnie and Friends bright and early tomorrow morning. It is 8:17. There's a community event coming up on August 1st, which I believe it's Thursday, right? August 1st. Yes, it is.
It's Thursday this week.
The Senka Community Connections Block Party. And joining us now to talk about it is Kate Myers. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners, Senka, what do you guys do?
Yeah, so Senka is Southeast North Dakota Community Action Agency. So we are the community action agency that serves Region 5 of North Dakota. And we provide a lot of different services for people who are low income and homeless. So we have weatherization, childcare, case management, energy assistance, and a lot of other really great programs.
And you've got a big block party coming up, and I like this. It's like go to a park here locally and have the people come to you and make it a fun event. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah. So we're having this Community Connections block party, and that was exactly the idea for it, was that there are so many resources in the Fargo-Moorhead area that are available to people who are needing help, but it is a lot of programs and it can be a little bit tricky to navigate. So we wanted to create a fun space for you to bring your family, have some food, have some fun at the park, but then find the resources that you need and the ones that are available to you in the area.
Sure. And this is Thursday night from 4 to 8 at Oak Grove Park, the main shelter in Fargo?
Yes, it is.
And you have some music there. Pat Leonard's and Friends is supposed to be performing as well, I understand?
Yes, they will be performing. And then we have Food Wagon Catering, so there will be a food truck there, and then all of these great resources there as well.
Well, and sometimes, yeah, just navigating the different help that's out there is difficult. I mean, you ask friends or people you know, and they kind of give you ideas. But if we come to the Senka Community Connections block party, you guys will have all the different stuff right there, and you can target us or track us in different directions depending on what the needs are.
Yes, exactly.
Does it ever get overwhelming?
It can be. I think when I was at the front desk, which is where I saw the need for, you know, people needing to get connected further, it can be a lot because, yeah, if someone's calling and you say, well, we can help you with this, but you still need to call all these 10 other places, it is a lot. And even as providers, we don't even know everything that's out there and what the qualifications are. And so there is a lot out there, and that can be a little overwhelming, but we want to make sure that the people who need the help can find that help, and that's our job with this.
Sure, and you do a great job of networking with other nonprofits and other agencies. If you don't know the answer, you get a hold of somebody else who might have the answers, I would imagine.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so this coming Thursday, 4 to 8, Oak Grove Park, their main shelter, Senka Community Connections block party with food, fun, music, and plenty of resources to get information on.
Yes.
All right, Kate, thanks for your time this morning, and we hope you have a lovely turnout for that, and thanks for what you do here in our community.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You bet. And if you want to learn more about them, they are a nonprofit, and I believe during Giving Hearts Day, they have appeared in there over the years. So it's Sendca, SENDCAA.org is their website there, and always looking for, you know, volunteers, all these different nonprofits. If you're ever looking for, you know, you might have extra time in your life and you're wondering what to do, all of these nonprofits and agencies are always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, and we have wonderful nonprofits. I mean,
we do. And we were talking
good ones
earlier this morning, too. Thanks to all of the volunteers out there who made the Fargo Air Show such a fabulous event. The moving wall, Summer Blast over in Moorhead. That took a lot of volunteers
people.
Just for those three events. So thank you if you were one of the many, many, many volunteers who donated your time and hours, especially in that heat here over the weekend. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is.
Raised a lot of money, hopefully, for Veterans Honor Flight as well at the back-to-back concerts. And
I hope so.
Yeah, I heard from Crash. We chatted, was it early Sunday? Saturday morning? It's Saturday morning. Because as I'm eating his big omelet, he's like, you should come to the Moorhead American Legion. We're doing breakfast. I'm like, I'm just about to shove the last part of my omelet in my mouth. It's just like, oh, shoot, I should have planned that better and went over for breakfast.
Sounds good right now.
It was good. Plus, I had some spinach I had to use up. So that's what went in my omelet and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it was a hot, hot weekend. And, you know, those people give tirelessly. A lot of people here in our community who volunteer their time and many hours. And
do a lot of good.
They certainly do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was an amazing weekend. Fargo Air Show. Nice job. Hats off to the board and the whole crew over there for putting on such a fantastic event. And hopefully we'll see the Blue Angels and Fargo Air Show back. Usually like every 2 to 3 years on average.
I'm going to miss hearing them in the skies.
Just an amazing, the sounds and the sights.
I know, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
The sound of freedom.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely love that. All right, so Janae's been hanging out with me this morning, and I do appreciate you coming in.
No problem. I love it.
I get to hang out with you on the coffee club coming up in like a week and a half or
2 weeks.
Yeah,
Ronnie's going to go on a little trip.
A few days off, and so, yeah, I'll be filling in with you. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Hey, this is Crash. I just wanted to call and give Janae a golf cart report.
Oh, yeah? Did you crash
wanted
any?
Just wanted to let her know that no one was scared, no one was harmed, and no one tried to jump out of the cart at any time in the 8 hours I was driving it.
Do they know your record?
No, they didn't know my record.
I think you're better on four wheels than two wheels, it sounds like, Crash.
Yes. I've never had an incident on four wheels, only on two.
Yeah. Did you ever hear, and I know the wall just wrapped up at 8 o'clock, and I know you were busy with Summer Blast over there on the east side of the building, but did you ever hear, were they keeping track of how many visitors showed up for the moving wall?
I haven't heard anything on that. I don't believe they were.
Oh, they didn't? They didn't? Okay.
A lot of people were just, some people were coming up and trying to find a specific name, but if you weren't looking for a specific name, they just walked up and went and checked out the wall.
Yeah, well, we'll bother Mark. We'll ask Mark. He was out there the whole time. He claimed he was going to shut his phone off for a few days after he got done with the moving wall. But, yeah, I know there was thousands and thousands of people who came out with a 24-hour viewing, too. So
It was constant. Even during the downpour, people didn't stop. They were still walking through. I mean,
wow.
Downpour only lasted about 5 to 10 minutes, but it didn't deter them. They stayed out there anyway.
Well, you just figure what our veterans went through. It's like, I mean, yep, it was hot, but we shouldn't complain about it. Our veterans didn't have any choice in the matter when they were fighting for our freedom. So cool event, and glad we had a lovely turnout for everything. And thank you, Crash, to you and all the other volunteers for what you do. Have a great day.
And thank you, everybody who came out and helped us. It was good. It was busy on Saturday night. It was a pretty good night.
Great. Very good. Thank you, Crash.
Yeah. Thanks, Crash.
Appreciate the update. It is 8:25. We're going to head to the American Ag Network. Then Ronnie's going to be making an appearance, and we will find out what Janae and Ronnie are doing on the Monday edition of the Coffee Club.